This is Carl Lindabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. On Thursday night, news broke that Joe Biden's 53-year-old son, a son the media routinely referred to as a child simply in need of love and protection from his daddy, Hunter, was indicted on 9 tax charges in California, including 3 felonies. According to the Associated Press, the charges are, quote, centered on at least $1.4 million in taxes Hunter Biden owed between 2016 and 2019, a period where he has acknowledged struggling with addiction. Again, that's the Associated Press noting that Hunter should basically be let off the hook for not paying millions in dollars of taxes, you know, because he liked the drugs. But as the indictment points out, Hunter's tax failures post-date his addiction issues, as though anyone else could claim that their addiction was responsible for their failure to pay their taxes. Prosecutors know, quote, notably in 2020, well after Hunter had regained his sobriety, and when he finally filed his outstanding 2016, 2017, and 2018 Forms 1040, the indictment says, the defendant did not direct any payments toward his tax liabilities for each of those years. Prosecutors say that Hunter subverted, quote, the payroll and tax withholding process of his own company by withdrawing millions outside of the payroll and tax withholding process. The maximum sentence for Biden's alleged crimes, 17 years in prison. Defense attorney Abby Lowell blamed special prosecutor David Weiss. He said that he was caving to Republican pressure to prosecute. Lowell said, quote, based on the facts and the law, if Hunter's last name was anything other than Biden, the charges in Delaware and now California would not have been brought. Well, frankly, if Hunter's last name was anything other than Biden, he would be a poor derelict and he would be in jail long ago. He never would have made this money. All the money is because his last name is Biden. And then his immunity is because his last name is Biden. If his name were Hunter Smith, he'd already have been in jail for drug charges, tax charges, sex trafficking charges, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In fact, special counsel David Weiss only brought this prosecution after one of the most botched plea deals of all time, in which the Department of Justice, run by Hunter's daddy, tried to dismiss Hunter's tax charges by attaching them quietly to his gun charge plea, a plea that left him with no jail time. The whole purpose was to stymie any investigation into Hunter's financial relationship with Joe. When the judge in that case noticed the sneaky tactic, the judge blew up the deal, because when it was publicized, even the Department of Justice was forced to walk away from its own deal. None of that would have been made public except for 2 IRS whistleblowers, Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, who alleged that the DOJ had intervened to stop David Weiss from using the kind of power necessary to prosecute Hunter in the first place. In other words, the tax charges are coming now only because the Hunter-Biden cover-up imploded. Now, according to prosecutors, Hunter spent money on drugs, strippers, luxury hotels, exotic cars, quote, in short, everything but his taxes. Hunter apparently spent, this is what he spent, not what he earned. He spent $1 million in 2016, $1.4 million in 2017, $1.8 million in 2018, and $600,000 in 2019. He made $7 million in gross income between 2016 and 2020. In those years, Hunter spent over $683,000 on various women, as well as $188,000 on adult entertainment. First of all, hasn't the guy ever looked up the internet where porn is free? Anyway, is this the end of the Hunter Biden story? Now that he's being prosecuted, there's every chance that the DOJ will claim that the investigation has hit its end point, despite special counsel Weiss's claims the probe remains open. After all, what better way to bury Joe's involvement in his son's corrupt schemes than to send that son to jail and claim that justice has been done? All after the Biden team tried and failed to cram through a corrupt sweetheart deal with Hunter. No matter what, though, Hunter is going to be a major headache for Joe Biden all the way through the 2024 election cycle. Joe will have to answer for, first, that attempted sweetheart deal that Weiss tried to cut with Hunter's defense team. Whistleblowers, as we've talked about, have already alleged that the Biden DOJ tried to hamstring Weiss's investigation. Those questions will be piled on top of questions about Joe's involvement in Hunter's business, given that we have years of evidence that Joe was involved, and just as many years of Joe lying about both Hunter's innocence and his own ignorance. Joe Biden's 2020 reelect effort is in serious trouble, and it should be. We'll get to more evidence on that in just 1 second first.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Hey, speaking of Joe Biden's corruption, long article in the Wall Street Journal by the editorial board talking about how Joe Biden has assisted Hunter's business. Quote, House investigators keep digging into the Biden family business. This week comes new evidence of the ways that Joe Biden helped his son using alias email accounts. IRS agents Shapley and Ziegler, who we talked about, provided to the House Ways and Means Committee more information from their multi-year investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes and businesses. The documents include an 11-page log showing a list of 327 emails Joe sent or received from 2010 to 2019 under pseudonyms, including Robin Ware, 456, and Robert L. Peters. Mr. Biden was a big user of those shadow accounts. Apparently, the National Archives and Records Administration says that it has up to 82,000 pages of emails and documents sent or received under those aliases while Joe was vice president. The 327 emails listed in the log are exchanges between Joe and Hunter or Eric Schwerin, a former Hunter business partner who handled the Biden family finances. The committee says 54 of those exchanges are between Joe Biden and Eric Schwerin. Five emails were exchanged within 5 days of Biden's 2014 trip to Ukraine. Another 27 were exchanged prior to his return trip to Ukraine in November 2014. Those trips coincided with Hunter's lucrative board position at Ukrainian energy firm Burisma. The trips preceded Joe Biden's 2015 role in forcing the ouster of the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating Burisma and its CEO Nikolai Slavchevsky for corruption. Another 38 emails originated from within the White House and were sent to Joe Biden aliases with Hunter Biden copied. The committee doesn't know the contents of those emails. But further evidence provided to Congress raises serious questions about Hunter's role at Burisma and the political access that he was peddling. And again, all of Hunter's former business partners say that was exactly why Hunter was involved in these businesses in the first place. Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, previously told Congress that, quote, Burisma would have gone out of business if it didn't have the Biden brand attached to it. Also, Ways and Means has new emails from Ziegler that are revealing about what Burisma wanted from Hunter. One is from Vadim Pozharsky, an advisor to Burisma, to Hunter in April 2015. Again, Joe was VP at this time. The Ukrainian thanks Hunter for, quote, the opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. An October 2016 email between a Blue Star employee, Blue Star is one of the companies that was run with Hunter Biden. In one of those emails, October 2016, between a Blue Star employee and Eric Schwerin includes the news the Ukrainian government had ended its probe into Slavchevsky. Schwerin congratulates the team on its awesome work. The Blue Star employee writes, thanks. You brought us in, so take a victory lap. All of which suggests that Joe knew full well that Hunter was selling the family brand. Again, all of this stuff is going to be swirling around Joe. And it's not that Donald Trump is going to be able to confront Joe Biden on stage about this. There will be no debates. I'm just telling you right now, Joe Biden is not getting on stage with Donald Trump. One of the reasons he's not getting on stage with Donald Trump, obviously, is his health, his senility, all the rest of it. The other is that Donald Trump actually would pummel him on the Hunter stuff, and this time it would have some teeth. Last time, Joe just lied about it. Last time, Joe said, my son never did anything wrong. He never had a relationship with China. He never earned a dollar from China. It was Trump who earned dollars from China. All of that has been blown up. Trump would hit him with the kitchen sink if Trump is indeed the nominee, as expected. So they're not going to be on a stage together, but that doesn't mean these stories are going to go away surrounding Joe. And the chaos surrounding Joe is the biggest threat to his potential 2024 run. His entire case right now is that the chaos surrounding Trump is so bad that you're better off with the chaos you know rather than the other chaos. So it's a battle of chaoses. And so all of the chaos surrounding Trump, again, is his best case. That is why all of these trials are going to be damaging to Trump, thinks Joe Biden. And the Democrats think that. Now, the problem for them is that, again, we've been doing this for a while now. If they're really going to hit Trump with all these trials, they should have announced all these trials, you know, next year. They hit it a little bit early. And that means that even while the trials are going on, most Americans are going to be like, we've seen this before. Now, Trump, for his part, he has filed notice on Thursday saying he's going to appeal a D.C. judge's ruling that he's not immune from being charged with federal crimes for his efforts to undo the outcome of the 2020 election. The notice is a minor procedural step, according to the Washington Post, but it sets in motion one of the most potentially consequential parts of Trump's legal saga as the first former president to be charged with crimes. Because, again, this has more to do with the timeline than the actual outcome of the case. If the case is delayed beyond 2024, and if Trump becomes president, the case goes away. Because Trump presumably would just pardon himself, or the DOJ is now run by Trump, and you would expect that the case basically gets dumped at the altar. With that said, if the case goes forward, Trump is going to spend an awful lot of time in court. And as Trump has pointed out, these cases are a stretch. The only one of these cases filed against Donald Trump that has any legal merit at all is the classified documents case in Florida. And again, he's made the political case that that is, in fact, a political prosecution, given the fact that apparently everybody who's involved in the federal government has ended up with classified material in their basement. Now, the counter argument to that from the prosecutor is going to be, well, yeah, and then they all turned it in when we found out about it, as opposed to you were shifting boxes around all the. But in the world of politics, it all just looks like one wall of sound directed against Trump. So if the idea from the Biden administration is that Trump is a threat because he's chaotic and also he's a fascist, well, then what you would need to do, presumably, is not look like a chaotic fascist. But that's exactly what the Biden administration seems to be doing on the regular. And that's a problem. And in fact, the prosecution of Trump is helping Trump make that case about Joe Biden. So here was Trump yesterday talking about how, once again, this is a witch hunt up in Washington, D.C. and in New York and all the rest.
But this is a case that should have never been brought. This is a witch hunt. This is election interference at a level that has never seen before. It comes out of the DOJ and the White House in order to hurt a political opponent. And actually, it's driving up my pulse because the people of our country get it. Our poll numbers are the highest I've ever had, and the people of our country get it. It's a disgrace to America. Thank you very much.
Again, that case that he's making right there, it had a lot less tail to it, had a lot less feel to it, when it didn't feel as though Joe Biden was actively attempting to stop Donald Trump from attaining the presidency. The more cases get piled on top of cases, the more it feels exactly like that. So on the one hand, you have the entire Democratic Party swiveling toward the Trump is a fascist message while the DOJ is going after Donald Trump. And after the DOJ tried to cut a sweetheart deal with Hunter Biden, and then that imploded. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have the Joe Biden team trying to say that Trump is a chaos agent. But the problem is the Democratic Party is a party of chaos right now. Nobody feels secure. Joe Biden is the president. If you are feeling chaotic right now, it's not because of Donald Trump. If you're feeling a sense of chaos about the international scene, that is not because of Donald Trump. If you're feeling chaotic on the domestic scene, Democrats run the Senate and Democrats run the White House. So very difficult to blame Donald Trump and the Republicans for that, even if they are, in fact, a chaotic mess of a party, which they are. I mean, the Republican Party is a chaotic mess of a party, no doubt about it. The problem is, for the Democrats, so are they, and they're the ones in charge right now. And typically, when people do a bad job, they get kicked out on their rears. We'll get to that in just one second first. The holidays not only allow us to spend time with family, they're a reminder of how important our responsibility is to protect them. That includes planning to secure their future. Life insurance is an easy way to give your family peace of mind. It provides a safety net, so if something were to happen to you, God forbid, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies. Their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Your family deserves peace of mind. A life insurance policy through Policy Genius can give it to them. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Get the life insurance you need today, PolicyGenius.com. All right, coming up, so the Democrats are trying to make the case that Trump must lose the election because he's a fascist chaos agent. In order to make that claim, you have to yourself not be a fascist chaos agent. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
9.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Democratic Party is claiming that Trump cannot win in 2024 because he's a fascist chaos agent who must be stopped. Well, if you're going to make that case, you should probably be less of a fascist chaos agent. And right now, it looks like Joe Biden is ready to either fall down or set something on fire or both every moment of the damned day. And so is his party. So the Democrats in Congress, who keep pointing at the Republicans and saying they're a bleep show, which, again, is true. I mean, they're just as much of a bleep show, and they're the ones who are in charge. The radical wing of the Democratic Party has yet to be disowned by the Democratic Party. I've said for a long time, whichever party runs to sanity first wins. And it looks like neither party is interested in running towards sanity at any rate of speed. So yesterday was a banner day for the squad in Congress. Between defending Jamal Bowman and defending anti-Semitism, they really did themselves proud. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, a complete idiot. She spent yesterday defending Jamal Bowman for pulling a fire alarm. I will never cease to be amazed at the fact that some people consider this human being to be intelligent. That is an amazing, amazing thought. America's a wonderful country. Literally anyone can succeed. Literally anyone. In any case, here is Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez defending a fellow member of Congress for pulling a fire alarm to delay a vote.
Jamal Bowman has more courage in pinky finger than the entire Republican Party put together, more integrity than the entire Republican Party put together. And that's exactly why they're moving to censure him today. New York Republicans are so unfocused and so unable to make people's lives better, that they've decided to bully their cause.
The hands are getting worse, I think.
That's what today is about. They're wasting our time. They're wasting the country's time.
They're wasting our time.
What rises to censure? I mean, truly, these arguments that are being made here, what's next? Jaywalking?
Jaywalking? I mean, he pulled a fire alarm to delay a vote. Everybody stop with the hands. It's too much. Okay, but again, back to the Democratic chaos. So the squad, which has yet to be disowned by the mainstream Democratic Party because they're the future. The future is morons with double-digit IQs who are extremely radical in their socialism. That's who the Democratic Party cannot disown. Ayanna Pressley spent yesterday, when AOC wasn't stumping for Jamal Bowman, a fellow idiot. Ayanna Pressley, the adjunct member of the squad, she's the Ringo Starr of the squad. She's the one everybody forgets about. But Ayanna Pressley, she suggested yesterday that it's important to expand access to the ballot box to 16-year-olds.
As a Boston City Councilor prior to my time here in Congress, I was proud to advocate for expanded access to the ballot box, requiring ballots be made available in multiple languages, expanding early voting in local elections. And in Congress, I led efforts and legislation to lower the federal voting age to 16 and urge the DOJ to aggressively protect voting rights and to fight against voter suppression.
She wants 16-year-olds to vote. 16-year-olds are some of the dumbest people on planet Earth. Just kind of, I mean, other than members of the squad. But 16? 16-year-olds. How about we raise the voting age to people who are non-dependent on their parents? How about that? How you have to have, like, independent income to vote? How about if you're dependent on somebody else, then your vote ought not count? That seems like a better rule. If we're going to, like, change the voting rules, how about that? How about if all of your income is earned from somebody else, you don't get a say? That makes a hell of a lot more sense than making 16-year-olds? They're still on allowance from their parents. It's ridiculous. The Democratic Party, again, you're going to make the argument that these folks ought to be this is the sober party. This is the sober party. By the way, this party is so sober, it won't even denounce its own anti-Semites. And I mean, like, it's full-scale Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar anti-Semites. Yesterday, Rashida Tlaib was out there suggesting that anti-Semitism was being weaponized to silence her because she actually is not an anti-Semite, despite the fact that she's a radical anti-Semite. I mean, she hates the Juden. Here is Rashida Tlaib, terror supporter.
All those that, from college students to those in the workplace, I'm getting the calls of people being pushed to silence, being bullied, some people weaponizing anti-Semitism in a way to silence voices. All of that needs to stop. You know, Americans have a right to speak up. Americans have a right to the institutions they work at or the people that represent them to say, look, this is my opinion. I believe you should support X, Y, and Z. And again, we have to be able to make sure that as we look at all these forms of hate, that it is not being weaponized in a way to silence voices like myself and our, you know, many of the voices that are here.
She's a victim, and the Democratic Party still refuses to say this. Meanwhile, Cori Bush, another adjunct member of the squad, but just as terrible. She is the BLM member of the Hamas squad. She says, this is hysterical. Honestly, this is really, really funny. When you have Democrats who are now claiming that words can't hurt anybody, the entire party is predicated on the notion that words hurt people. That's literally that's like their whole shtick. Donald Trump is a fascist because he says mean words to them. And now they're like, mean words don't hurt anybody, especially when we're calling for the death of all Jews. That's like, you know, that's just mean words. Here is Cori Bush doing this routine yesterday.
But you still face a lot of criticism at home for being perceived as anti-Semitic. What's your response to that criticism?
So, first of all, let me just say, I have condemned anti-Semitism 800 times over and over, and not just since October the 7th. But this is the thing. As much as it is unacceptable and it is intolerable, we also can't conflate the criticism of Israel, the Israeli government, with anti-Semitism. And we also have to stop with the
Siding
word.
Siding with Hamas, is that anti-Semitism?
It's this word, you said that word, you said this word, it hurt me. Well, how
she's
much
a free speech advocate now. Wow.
Hurt do people feel when
what a
the bomb
time.
Hit them? Like, that's what I'm worried about. This word hurt me.
God.
You used this word. Well, a word was used, but you are safe. A word was used, and you stand here in this country, and you're able to walk in and out of your home. You're able to walk to the grocery store. You're able
to touch
your kid in
at night. The same exact people who
said
if you don't post the little black square for Black Lives Matter, you're a bigot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, in any case, short form version, Democrats keep claiming that if Trump is elected, chaos will break out. They are the chaos agents. They are the chaos agents. And not just that, because of their intersectional ideology, they cannot dissociate from the chaos agents in their own midst. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Oh, 09.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So speaking of a Democratic Party totally unable to dissociate from its radicals, yesterday, tape broke of a person named Nihad Awad. He is executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, and he was openly celebrating the October 7th Hamas terror attacks on Israelis, the worst terror attack in the West since 9/11. Here was CARE's executive director.
The people of Gaza only decided to break the siege, the walls of the concentration camp on October 7th. And yes, I was happy to see people breaking the siege and throwing down the shackles of their own land and walk free into their land that they were not allowed to walk in. And yes, the people of Gaza have the right to self-defense, have the right to defend themselves. And yes, Israel, as an occupying power, does not have that right to self-defense.
Awad's words were perfectly in line with the Council on American Islamic Relations' generalized anti-Semitism and radicalism. On October 7th, the date of the Hamas massacre, CARE, which is the name of the group, CARE National, tweeted, quote, "We join the American Muslim community in reaffirming our support for the Palestinian people's right to freedom and calling for an end to the Israeli occupation, which sparks the deadly violence we see again and again, including today." On October 7th, before any Israeli response, CARE also called for an end to American aid to Israel, as well as an end to the Abraham Accords. The group has not offered a single word condemning Hamas. But here's the thing. CARE remains a go-to organization for both the left-wing media and Democrats in politics. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
In May, in an attempt to counter accusations of anti-Semitism from inside the Democratic Party, the White House organized a national strategy to counter anti-Semitism. That strategy included a group dedicated to cross-community solidarity. And that group, this anti-Semitism group to fight anti-Semitism, included CARE, which the White House said would, quote, launch a tour to educate religious communities about steps they can take to protect their houses of worship from hate incidents, such as instituting appropriate security measures, developing strong relationships with other faith communities, and maintaining open lines of communication with local law enforcement. So, why was CARE included in this enterprise? Well, in order to support that intersectional coalition the Biden administration is attempting to build. Now, the Jews don't truly fit in that intersectional coalition, of course. They don't fit comfortably in the oppressor-oppressed matrix that underscores left-wing ideology, because Jews are both highly targeted for hate and also highly successful. But the left likes the pretense that Jews belong in the coalition. CARE is the price of Jewish belonging. Since there's no substitute for CARE in the organizational coalition to represent Muslims, Jewish groups are expected to swallow hard and pretend that CARE is legitimate. As Tablet Magazine's Armin Rosen says, quote, "The ADL and CARE might not get along, but they are protected by the same dynamic. They both provide a nearly identical service to the same larger coalition, which returns the favor by keeping both groups at a level of prominence that crowds out any potential rivals." That's the Biden administration's program. Activate that intersectional coalition of the oppressed at all costs. And that means covering up radical Muslim hatred for Jews. And that means including radical Muslims even in the program to fight anti-Semitism. That was the plan, at least. Biden's special envoy for monitoring and combating anti-Semitism, Deborah Lipstadt, admitted that CARE was problematic, in her words, but said they could be included in the White House working group on anti-Semitism because, quote, if they're really willing to change, if they're really willing to say, hey, we now see this as a serious problem, then they are welcome. But, of course, CARE was not willing to change. That was obvious from the word go. To actively oppose Hamas would violate CARE's entire reason for being. The roots of the Council on American-Islamic Relations are fascinating and frightening. As prosecutor Andy McCarthy writes in his book, The Grand Jihad, Hamas supporters gathered at a Marriott hotel in Philadelphia on October 27, 1993, with the intent of creating a new public relations organization in the United States. Those Hamas supporters included one Omar Ahmad, president of the Islamic Association for Palestine. Concerned about being recorded, Ahmad referred to himself as Omar Yahya and referred to Sama instead of Hamas. Sama is Hamas backwards, of course. Ahmad at the meeting said that it would be worthwhile to lie about the agenda, that the new organization could not admit, quote, we represent Sama, Hamas, or that Ahmad Yassin, the head of Hamas, represents me. Instead, they would claim that it was all about pushing Israel back to the 48 borders. Awad, who was at the time the PR director for the IAP, was also at that conference. Awad, of course, is now the executive director of CARE. There, according to McCarthy, Awad was an active participant in the meetings, where he agreed with Ahmad about adopting lying to Americans. Quote, when I speak with the American, I speak with someone who doesn't know anything. As for the Palestinian who has a martyr brother or something, I know how to address him, you see? Less than 1 year later, after that meeting, CARE was born. CARE was linked with the Holy Land Foundation and the Muslim Brotherhood from its foundations. As Daniel Pipes explains, quote, Hamas, designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. and many other governments, indirectly created CARE, and two groups remain tight. Examples, in 1994, CARE head Nihad Awad publicly declared his support for Hamas. The Holy Land Foundation, a Hamas front group, contributed $5,000 to CARE. In turn, CARE exploited the 9/11 attacks to help raise money for the Holy Land Foundation. Multiple board members and staff at CARE have been arrested or denied entry to the United States or were indicted on and pled guilty to terrorism charges. CARE defended the 1993 World Trade Center bombers, calling their convictions a, quote, travesty of justice. They didn't condemn Osama bin Laden for 9/11 until bin Laden himself claimed the crime. They opposed the deportation of terrorist Razmia Oda. They steadfastly tied virtually all anti-terror efforts to phantom Islamophobia. In 2008, the FBI cut off relations with CARE. But under Democrats, the American government has never been willing to let go of the illusion that the Council on American-Islamic Relations represents a crucial part of the intersectional coalition. In 2011, the Obama Justice Department declined to prosecute CARE co-founder Omar Ahmad. Ahmad, as we have said, worked closely with the Holy Land Foundation and with the Islamic Association of Palestine. That declination to prosecute came despite the fact that both Attorney General Eric Holder and then FBI Director Robert Mueller had serious reservations about CARE, according to reporter Patrick Poole, quote, indictments were scuttled last year at the direction of top-level political appointees within the Obama Justice Department, and possibly even the White House. The Trump administration, when it came in, cut off relations with CARE, but under the Biden administration, CARE was back. Nihad Awad has spent years being feted by the media because the left-wing media require a Muslim organization within the intersectional coalition, no matter how extreme. Thus, Awad is welcome to national TV to pretend in moderation even while he spouts Hamas talking points. Here he was on MSNBC just last month.
I mean, he's speaking the truth. We have been told lies for ages. Even young Jewish Americans are telling, many of them are telling their leaders, you lied to us. You lied to us about what Israel is and what Israel is doing. So the growing number of Jewish Americans identify that the state of Israel is an apartheid system, and they will not support it. None of us speak for Gaza and those who are fighting on behalf of the Palestinians. But let me say this. Israel holds 8,000 hostages. They have taken 1,000 hostage in the past weeks from Gaza and from the West Bank. There is no Hamas in Gaza, Reverend. And Israel has been killing Palestinians left and right. Israel has unleashed armed settlers to confiscate Palestinian homes and kick them from their homes because they're not Jewish.
This is an amazing statement. You hear, again, this was on TV like 1 month ago. He was claiming there was no Hamas in Gaza. Directly from his mouth, he claimed that those were people who were fighting on behalf of the people of Gaza, meaning Hamas. Now, of course, he said the quiet part out loud, that he likes Hamas, that he likes October 7th and all of the rest. The question is whether the left will be willing this time to admit what is plain, that CARE is a radical Islamist organization. Now, the White House has put out a statement condemning Awad's statements, quote, in the strongest terms. But will they dump CARE at long last? No, don't hold your breath. Ready? In just 1 second, we'll get to the latest from the Gaza Strip first.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
All right, coming up, it is a weird thing that the left refuses to dissociate from most radical members of its own base. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Carl and Linda Bott, join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff off to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
No Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is pretty incredible that the left is refusing to dissociate from the most radical members of its own base. The university system continues to struggle with the fact that they are funded in large measure, not only by radical leftists who actually like Hamas, for example, but actually by governments like the government of Qatar. So Qatar has spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars at American universities. I mean, like hundreds of millions. And this has been attempted to be obscured by various college presidents. But the reality is that, again, Qatar, which is very, very friendly with Iran, has gained power at a lot of these universities. The reason that they give money to American universities is not because they love American higher education. It's because they wish to dedicate, for example, Middle Eastern studies programs that are stacked with professors who promote the pro-Iran, anti-Israel, pro-radical Islam point of view. Columbia's Middle Eastern studies program is just the best example of this. But governments like Qatar, they give tons of money to these universities. They're asked about, by the way, the university presidents were asked about this at that hearing a couple of days ago, and they pretended they had no clue how much money was actually flowing in. But the answer is, like, not just hundreds of millions of dollars. Over the course of years, billions of dollars have been flowing into American universities. in order to, again, buy access or to prop up people who they think agree with them. According to Ynet News, 3 weeks ago, the flow of Qatari funds to various sources didn't concern anyone. Money was delivered without interruption. But some of that money was being delivered to academia. The Qatari government sends billions of dollars to Ivy League American colleges yearly, forcing institutions to adapt and allow violent pro-Palestinian protests, for example. According to the Free Press, Qatar, again, has been spending tons of money in these places. So it's not a giant shock that these universities are fully in line with the needs and wants of the Qataris. According to a piece from Eli Lake over at the Free Press just last month, since 1997, Qatar has donated more than $103 million to Virginia Commonwealth University for a fine arts campus. Since 2001, Qatar has donated $1.8 billion to Cornell for a medical school. Since 2003, Qatar has donated nearly $700 million to Texas A&M for an engineering campus. Since 2004, Qatar has donated $740 million to Carnegie Mellon University for a computer science campus. So, as Eli Lake says, one might expect that scholarly institutions that have benefited from this autocracy's money would rethink their partnership after Qatar's foreign minister said that Israel alone is responsible for the pogrom perpetrated by Hamas terrorists, or after Qatar's prime minister has kept the Hamas office open in its capital. But the universities have declined to make any statement about this at all. In fact, Kelly Brown, spokeswoman for Texas A&M, said, quote, maintaining relationships with countries like Qatar serves a broader purpose, including fostering international dialogue and cooperation. Texas A&M's relationship with Qatar is focused on educational and research activities. I mean, so why exactly would they be doing all of this? Again, the reason they're doing all of this is to buy access. That is why you do it. Or to promote people who are already pushing your own perspective on these issues. You know, the fact that this was considered wildly non-controversial for 20 years is kind of an amazing thing. Until 2021, the highest profile recipient of Qatari money in Washington, D.C. was the Brookings Institution. In 2013, it received a four-year, $14.8 million grant to help fund the Brookings Doha Center. Brookings received another four-year grant in 2017 from Qatar. But in 2021, the institute ended its relationship with the Doha Center, claiming it was focusing on the future on digital and global engagement. Why exactly? Well, because the Doha Center closing overlapped with an FBI investigation into retired Marine General John Allen, who was president of Brookings between November 2017 and June 2022. Because he was acting as an unregistered lobbyist for Qatar. So again, these universities, there's a lot of money tied up in their left-wing agenda. The good news is that people are starting to see this and pull their cash. According to Axios, a University of Pennsylvania donor is withdrawing a gift worth around $100 million to protest the school's response to anti-Semitism on campus. The final straw for Ross Stevens, founder and CEO of Stone Ridge Asset Management, was Tuesday's testimony from Penn President Liz McGill. So he's pulling his $100 million. There are other outlets that are now turning against the university system in excellent ways. For example, the group called Palantir is now opening up 180 hiring slots to students afraid of anti-Semitism on campus, and will just hire you directly out of college. You don't even have to finish up your college degree. Now, the only thing I'd want from Palantir is expand that not only to Jews afraid of anti-Semitism, but to everyone. Everyone needs to start hiring people directly out of high school and stop worrying about where they went to college. These colleges are indoctrination mills that are designed specifically to rack up debt and also to indoctrinate your kids into left-wing worldviews. So it's time to abandon these universities. I've been saying for 20 years people need to remove their money from these universities. I'm glad that some people are finally catching on to all of that. Meanwhile, in Israel, Israel is gaining the upper hand in southern Gaza as well. Israel is taking over a major city in Khan Yunis, which is located in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas is literally firing rockets out of civilian setup. Israel setting up civilian areas where civilians can go for safety, and Hamas is immediately embedding there and then firing rockets from those places. Shocker, because this is what they do. Meanwhile, even Palestinians are now talking openly about how humanitarian aid being sent into Gaza is being stolen by Hamas. Here's an elderly Palestinian woman saying this in Al Jazeera. Again, the shock is not that she's saying this. The shock is that Al Jazeera allowed it to be broadcast. Usually Al Jazeera, again, owned by Qatar, tries to cut this off.
انت عارف ان كل الناس هذه ما حدش لا لاقي شرب واكل
كلهم بيعانوا. She says, you know that all the people here cannot find anything to eat or drink. She says everybody is suffering. He said the situation is difficult. No aid is coming. She says all the aid goes to the tunnels underground. It does not reach all the people. We came here from Gaza City. All the aid is meant for us. I'm not afraid of Hamas. I'm talking to them as well. All the aid reaches the Gaza Strip. A lot of aid is coming and is being distributed. This is what they say. That's the reporter. And she says, no, Hamas takes everything to their homes. They can take me, shoot me, or do whatever they want to me. Again, this is what Israel has been saying. This is what Israel has been saying, is that we're sending an aid, and then the first thing that happens is that the Hamas fighters and terrorists steal it, and then the international community blames Israel for not sending enough aid, which Hamas then steals. Now, meanwhile, the media are doing Hamas's work. So, yesterday, Israel released photos of Israeli soldiers who had arrested and detained a bunch of Hamas terrorists who had surrendered. And photos were released of the surrender. Naturally, CNN treated this as though this was terrible and evil. Apparently, in introducing the segment, CNN's Phil Mattingly opened with new and disgusting images this morning, showing the Israeli military detaining dozens of men in Gaza seen stripped down to their underwear. Well, actually, it turns out that these people are all Hamas members. They were stripped to their underwear because, again, they might have bombs on them. They might have bombs on them. The notion that Israel is stripping randos down to their underwear for no reason and just arresting them is silly. But, of course, the media are doing the work of Hamas. This is what they do all the time. The UN, by the way, also doing the work of Hamas. So the United Nations, which is the most disgusting organization on planet Earth, truly an awful organization. The UN Security Council is expected to meet today to discuss the war on Gaza after Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a rare move, formally urged the 15-member council to use all of its influence to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe in the enclave. Guterres has invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter since being appointed. This is the first time he's done that. The rule allows the UN leader to bring any matter he believes threatens international peace and security to the Security Council. Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo! I invoke Article 276 of Shut the F*** Up, you moron. Again, like this ridiculous nonsense where Guterres spends his days doing the work of Hamas is just amazing. And the fact that anyone takes the UN seriously is ridiculous. As Eli Cohen, the foreign minister of Israel, says, Guterres' tenure is a danger to world peace. His request to activate Article 99 and the call for a ceasefire in Gaza constitutes support of Hamas and an endorsement of the murder of the elderly, the abduction of babies, and the rape of women. Anyone who supports world peace must support the liberation of Gaza from Hamas. That obviously is true. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. The UN is a terrible, gross place, so that's no shock at all. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is starting to recognize some of its own boo-boos. So one of those boo-boos, by the way, is when the Biden administration came into power, they immediately decided that they were going to delist the Houthis, an Iranian-backed terror group in Yemen, as a terrorist organization. The Houthis have been firing on American ships. John Kirby was asked about that yesterday. He's like, yeah, maybe that was a bad idea.
Have any regret over delisting the Houthis as a terror organization? Is he reconsidering that at all?
I've already said that we are going to review that decision.
Right.
No, we are. I've said it. I said it a couple of weeks ago that we were going to take a look at that decision, and we still are.
On the results.
I don't have a date certain for you or any outcome to brief Jackie, but we said we're already going to take a look and review that decision.
Well, I mean, maybe you should have thought about that before. I'm glad to see you're doing it now. Well, meanwhile, the Joe Biden border surge continues. According to Breitbart.com, Breitbart, Texas has observed a constant stream of fully loaded buses carrying migrants from a Border Patrol processing facility to the Casa Alitas Migrant Welcome Center in Tucson. As each bus carrying migrants released by the Border Patrol arrived at the center on Wednesday, a simultaneous flow of buses, taxis, and travel vans shuttled newly released migrants to other destinations further inland. Some destined for the Tucson International Airport to begin their journey to cities across the nation. According to a source within CBP, not authorized to speak to the media, the latest border surge places the Tucson Southern Border Patrol sector atop a list of those alongside the southwest border for migrants' apprehensions. On Tuesday, 10,400 migrants were arrested by Border Patrol. On Wednesday, the total number arrested dropped slightly to more than 8,000, bringing the two-day total of migrant arrests to 19,000. That's in 2 days. The flood of illegal immigrants continues. It is not abating in any way, shape, or form. Meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to not acquiesce to a bill that would include some border security changes to actually secure that border. Instead, they're yelling at Republicans for attaching border security measures to Ukraine-Israel-Taiwan funding bill. They're saying that's really bad. It's amazing. I mean, truly, it does make you ask the question, why do they want the border so wide open? Why is it they only want more money so they can process people and send them to the interior of the United States, where they will never be heard of again until Democrats amnesty them? Why are you so intent on doing that, as opposed to strengthening our laws with regard to the southern border? Like, if Biden actually wanted to win the election, You know what the moderate position is on immigration? It's closer to the right-wing position. They're really bad at this. Like, truly, truly awful at this. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States vetoes a United Nations resolution backed by almost all other Security Council members and many other nations, demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. In remarks to the U.N. Security Council, Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said an immediate ceasefire would simply plant the seeds for the next war because Hamas does not want durable peace.
Our goal should not simply be to stop the war for today. It should be to end the war forever, break the cycle of unceasing violence, and build something stronger in Gaza and across the Middle East so that history does not keep repeating itself.
The vote in the 15-member council on Friday was 13-1 to the UK abstaining. Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, is apologizing for her responses during a congressional hearing. The presidents of Harvard, MIT, and UPenn were asked whether calls for the genocide of Jewish people would violate their codes of conduct. All three presidents said the answer depended on the context. A judge sentences admitted high school shooter Ethan Crumbly to life in prison.
I thought I was dead. Student Kylie Osage was shot and couldn't get up from a blood-soaked carpet as her friend Hannah lay dying next to her.
I kept trying to reassure her.
Mother Nicole Beausoleil, on not being a parent, reunited with her child that day until she had to ID Madison's body.
I was not allowed to touch my own daughter. I was not allowed to hold her hand and just let her know I was there.
And teacher Molly Darnell shot in the arm.
I have firsthand knowledge of how you disregard and devalue human life.
The defense fought for Crumbly, hoping his, quote, sick brain might someday be fixed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Court of Appeals of Indiana considering a challenge to the state's abortion bans on grounds that it violates a religious freedom law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
The National Retail Federation's revised a report released in April that pulls back the claim that organized retail crime accounts for nearly half of overall industry shrink, which measures overall loss in inventory. Correspondent Jeremy House has details on the story.
The revision of the group's organized retail crime report follows an analysis from online news site Retail Dive that found mistakes in the data. NRF said it recognizes the challenges that the retail industry and law enforcement face in tracking theft. A shoplifting report by a nonpartisan group released last month examined 24 major U.S. cities and showed that shoplifting incidents were 16% higher compared with the first half of 2019. Excluding New York City, however, reported incidents actually fell over the same period. Jeremy House reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin will seek another presidential term. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia.
for at least another 6 years, announcing his bid for the presidential election next March, that he's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting an immensely costly war in Europe that's taken thousands of his countrymen's lives and provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself. Putin announced his decision after Friday's Kremlin Award ceremony. I'm Charles de la Tesma.
Actor Ryan O'Neill, who was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Love Story and played opposite his daughter Tatum in the movie Paper Moon, has passed away at the age of 82. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas!" They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Last night's fourth Republican debate will likely end up as a footnote in presidential history. Donald Trump, who's leading the race by leaps and bounds, wasn't on the stage. The debate aired on News Nation rather than Fox News, so the viewership is likely to be a lot lower than the prior debates. But in some ways, the debate was by far the most interesting debate of the race. It was interesting for a few reasons. First, it showed that governance actually matters. The battle between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who are the top two candidates fighting for a distant second place behind Trump, is a battle over policy positions, sure. The debate exposed serious differences of position on social issues, for example, wherein Haley has posed as more moderate and DeSantis is more conservative. But DeSantis' main advantage against Haley, an advantage he thought would carry him further than it has in the polling so far, is that he can point at his accomplishments and contrast them with the empty words of his opponents. In a normal world, DeSantis would be running away with this nomination. DeSantis is by far the most conservative candidate who can win on the stage, has a record of victory in Florida. There are four candidates on the stage last night: Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and for some odd reason, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is still in the race. But DeSantis is by far the most classically conservative person on the stage. Here, for example, was Ron DeSantis talking about Calvin Coolidge, who was Ronald Reagan's favorite president.
Reagan, Washington, Lincoln, excellent. One of the guys I'll take inspiration from is Calvin Coolidge. Now, people don't talk about him a lot. He's one of the few presidents that got almost everything right. He understood the proper role of the federal government under the Constitution. We need to restore the U.S. Constitution as the centerpiece of our national life. And that requires a president who understands the original understanding of the Constitution, who has a good sense of the Bill of Rights, and who knows how we've gone off track with this massive fourth branch of government, this administrative state, which is imposing its will on us and is being weaponized against us. So Silent Cal knew the proper role of the federal government. The country was in great shape when he was president of the United States, and we can learn an awful lot from Calvin Coolidge.
Well, again, that's pretty solidly conservative stuff, but the main differentiating point for DeSantis versus, for example, Haley is over their actual governance style. So last night, the question of transgenders using particular bathrooms came up. Nikki Haley suggested that DeSantis was soft on the issue, and DeSantis pounded her on it.
And this shows how hypocritical Ron continues to be. When he was running for governor and they asked him about that, he said he didn't think bathroom bills were a good use of his time. You can go look that up.
I signed a bathroom bill in Florida, so
but
that's
you
obviously
no.
not true.
The idea that you would say that I was against that.
I signed it. You didn't. You killed it. I signed it. I stood up for little girls. You didn't do it. And there was this going on. I was actually just in South Carolina. Some of the legislators told me at the time there were boys going into the girls. That's the whole reason why they did it.
No.
And so they say when she does that explanation that that doesn't hold water. And this is the upstate of South Carolina.
Ron,
I signed the bill. I protected the girl.
Do you know South Carolina?
She did not do it.
Do you know South Carolina?
And that obviously is a strong differentiating point for DeSantis. And again, he thought that that was going to be the main part of this campaign, was that even the stuff that Trump has talked about doing, DeSantis has actually done in the state of Florida. However, this brings us to the second point. Second, the debate showed that Donald Trump is still the dominant force on the right. That's because of all the stocked up goodwill he has from his tenure as 2016 candidate, beating Hillary Clinton, and as president, where he's pretty conservative. And because his one true point of electoral vulnerability, Trump's point of electoral vulnerability, is the fact that he already lost to Joe Biden in 2020. But that has now been obscured both by the media's election malfeasance in 2020, the fact that, for example, the Hunter Biden laptop story was covered up, the fact that all the voting rules were changed by the Democrats in the lead up to the 2020 election, the fact that we had a 20 million vote spike in the number of votes between 2016 and 2020, and mostly by Joe Biden's awful poll numbers right now. If the argument is that Trump is unelectable, then the Real Clear Politics polling average, which puts Trump ahead of Biden right now, is very difficult to overcome. That's why attacks from Ron DeSantis against Trump fell flat. Here was DeSantis going after Trump last night.
Look, he is showing – Father Time is undefeated. The idea that we're going to put someone up there that's almost 80 and there's going to be no effects from that, we all know that that's not true. And so we have an opportunity to do a next generation of leaders – and really be able to move this country forward. We also need a president that can serve two terms. I don't think Donald Trump, I don't think he'd be able to get elected. The Democrats want him to be the nominee. We see that. They are going to turn the screws the minute if he got the nomination.
But do you think he's
going to see it?
Now, DeSantis happens to be correct. Democrats still believe that Trump is the most beatable nominee for the Republicans, no matter what the polls say. The problem is when the polls have Trump up on Biden, as they do right now, when Donald Trump is in the best polling position of his career, actually, better than any time in 2016, better than any time in 2020, the electoral argument is a hard case to make. In 1 second, we will get to the third point that we take away from the debate first.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
And this leads us to the third point of the debate. There is no reservoir of anger at Trump among Republicans. So DeSantis was trying to go after Trump on the basis that Trump is too old or that he can't win. The problem is that Trump is running against a person who is even older, and right now he's leading in the polls. But the other attack on Trump, which is that he would be quote-unquote unfit for the presidency, is something Republicans do not believe. There is no reservoir of anger at Trump over his erratic and often awful behavior itself. Only if that behavior threatens electoral viability do Republicans become queasy. Republicans have essentially decided, I think rightly, given the nature of today's politics, that we are well beyond questions of civility. Many of us have decided that if the most plausible candidate happens to be the guy who tweets dumb stuff and makes jokes about becoming a dictator, jokes, by the way, that really underscore the fact that every single president since Barack Obama has used executive power in dictatorial fashion, we don't really care. We may not like the stuff Donald Trump did between November and January of 2021. But if the alternative is Joe Biden using his own dictatorial power to, say, make OSHA cram a vax down on 80 million people, or Joe Biden using dictatorial power to essentially keep the border open, well, we will pick our own giant pulsating middle finger. Thank you very much. That means that Chris Christie's attacks on Trump, which is that Trump is unfit for the presidency, those fell flat. Republicans are treating Donald Trump like generic Republican. And weirdly, so are Democrats at this point. So when Christie attacked DeSantis and said, why won't you answer whether Trump is fit or not? DeSantis is smart enough not to play the game. DeSantis knows that if he says that Trump is unfit, all of Trump's voters don't like DeSantis then. But what Christie is attempting to do is point out, I think correctly, that the Republican Party, so long as it thinks Trump is fit, is likely to nominate Trump. That's true. Here's Christie.
Why isn't he just answering the question? The question was very direct. Is he fit to be president or isn't he? The rest of the speech is interesting, but completely non-responsive. And if we were in a courtroom, they'd strike the answer and say, Governor DeSantis.
No, they wouldn't. They would say that.
You're a smart man.
Argue that
no, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
They would
Chris.
Strike the answer.
No, they
would. Because you're not answering
you
it.
Just
is he
don't like,
fit?
You
is
have
he
your,
fit?
You have
no.
your thing.
Is he
you
fit
have
or
your
isn't
thing.
He? No, I don't have my thing.
We don't.
He's the thing. Is
we
he
do
fit
not
or
want
isn't
to
it?
Do someone
you're
that's
talking about him being 80 years old.
It doesn't mean that somebody couldn't get elected. That's what the people do.
Governor DeSantis, let
him
have an
opportunity.
Governor DeSantis, let him have an opportunity.
Ron,
I think we have an opportunity to do somebody who is in the prime of their life.
Yes.
We don't have to
no
worry about
no.
all this
I'm
stuff with
Ron.
Confidence. We can get it done, and we'll do it.
I'm going to come to you. Finish.
Look, Father Time is undefeated. I don't know how he would score on a test, but I know this. We have an opportunity to nominate someone and elect someone for two terms who's going to be spitting nails on day one and for 8 years
so
deliver
you
big
fit.
Results.
You
we should
think.
Not nominate somebody
he won't
who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
Okay, now, Christie is right that DeSantis will not answer. He's correct that DeSantis won't answer. Why? Because Republicans don't think that Trump's unfit. Period. End of story. When Christie says things like they're afraid to talk about Voldemort, it just underscores the fact that Christie is running a revenge campaign. I mean, let's be real about this. The problem is that Christie is not a viable alternative to Trump. So if he's going to attack Trump this way, then you start looking at Christie. Well, there's one problem. That's not going to wash. Here was Christie doing his let's attack Trump routine.
Look, Megan, it's often very difficult to be the only person on the stage who's telling the truth and the only person who is taking on what needs to be taken on. I look at my watch now. We're 17 minutes into this debate. And except for your little speech in the beginning, we've had these three acting as if the race is between the four of us. The fifth guy, who doesn't have the guts to show up and stand here, he's the one who, as you just put it, is way ahead in the polls. And yet I've got these three guys who are all seemingly to compete with, you know, Voldemort. He who shall not be named. They don't want to talk about it.
Now, again, Christie is right that he's the only person who's willing to really go after Trump. But there's a problem. He bullied Trump in 2016. He ended up working for him. Don't you remember the video of Trump saying to him, Chris, go get on the plane? And here's the other problem. Christie is not an alternative to Trump on policy. Here he was last night, for example, on sexual mutilation surgery for minors.
How is it that you think a parent should be able to okay these surgeries, never mind the sterilization of a child? And aren't you way too out of step on this issue to be the Republican nominee?
No, I'm not. Because Republicans believe in less government, not more. In less involvement with government, not more in government involvement in people's lives. And you know what, Megan? I trust parents. And we're out there saying that we should empower parents in education. We should empower parents to make more decisions about where their kids go to school. I agree. We should empower parents to be teaching the values that they believe in their homes without the government telling them what those values should be. And yet we want to take other parental rights away. I'm sorry. As a father of four, I believe there is no one who loves my children more than me.
Okay. That's true. No one loves your children more than you. But also, there are things called child abuse. And if you love your kid, but you smack your kid in the head with a brick every day, well, that's illegal. Cutting off your kid's genitals should be as well. Fourth, the debate showed that these campaigns, unfortunately, have become opportunities for additional exposure for the marginal candidates. And the best way to exploit that opportunity is to run directly toward Twitter/X. And as the polls show, X is not real life. Now, listen, I personally know three of the four candidates on stage. I've never met Christie. I know Ron DeSantis. He's a straightforwardly good guy. His wife is a delight, really nice family. I know Nikki, who is personally, again, a delightful human being. I know her kids as well. And I know Vivek. Vivek we'll get to in just 1 second. First, Merry Christmas. It's the season of giving, but you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you've gone online this year. I'm not just talking about the enormous internet bill you pay every month. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your provider can see and log every single website you visit. And yes, that includes all the sites you visit in incognito mode. On top of overcharging you, they're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers at a massive profit. That's why I'm done giving to my ISP. I always go online with ExpressVPN. The app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. It couldn't be easier to use, too. Simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, phone, laptop, whatever. Tap one button to connect, and you are done. Unlike your ISP, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. Their privacy policy has even been audited by third parties, so you can rest assured your data is not being logged by anyone. You've given enough to your ISP this year. It's time for you to start taking. So take back your internet privacy today with the VPN rated number one by Tech Radar and Mashable. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro to learn more. Already coming up, Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign. It's based on saying the unsayable. But as things become more sayable, what comes next? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Vivek Ramaswamy is running a campaign about saying the unsayable. But here's the problem. A lot of things he thinks are unsayable are totally sayable, which means he has to say new unsayable things, which sometimes are bad. One of the things that we've learned from these debates, again, is that these debates can be an excellent platform for becoming more famous. And that's Vivek. Again, I know Vivek. Super nice guy, brilliant, incredibly personable, really charming, glib as hell. I'd say he's a salesman's salesman, which is how he made his money. Right. He was essentially the guy who was fundraising for a publicly traded pharmaceutical company. That's fine. That's totally cool. He is also chameleonic. He has been throughout the race. He's been trying to play Trump's game. Say the unsayable, except the things he's saying are less unsayable now because Trump has been in the game saying those things for a long time. Now, the problem is, as the realm of the unsayable decreases, that means that Vivek has to chase the realm of the unsayable. It used to be unsayable to say that boys are not girls. And then Trump said it a lot, and then we all said it a lot, and that's not unsayable anymore. We make full movies about it. And that means the realm of the unsayable is shrinking into the more and more marginal viewpoints. And so Vivek, if he wants to keep up with the unsayable candidate thing, he has to chase the realm of the unsayable, and that's what he's been doing. So last night, here was one of his listicles of unsayable ideas. He does these on Twitter, by the way. He'll just tweet out like 7 unsayable ideas, 6 of which are kind of rote inside the Republican Party, and one of which is usually a little bit odd. Here he was last night.
So all 3 of them have been licking Donald Trump's boots for years for money and endorsements. Ron DeSantis, you've been a great governor, but you would have never been one without actually begging Donald Trump for that endorsement.
And you attacked him in your book a year ago.
Same thing with Chris Christie as a lobbyist, begging them for COVID money for his special interests in New Jersey, prepping him for the debates last time around. These people are now Monday morning quarterbacking some decision he made. I think the real enemy is not Donald Trump. It's not even Joe Biden. It is the deep state that at least Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job, that the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11, that the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform, that the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech, that the 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment that actually put up the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that they knew was false. There's a reason why I'm the only person on the stage who can say these things. That's what it's going to take, not people who are licking his boots one time and now Monday morning quarterbacking and criticizing when it's convenient.
Right, saying the unsayable, except that a lot of that stuff isn't really unsayable. Right, when you say that the 2016 election, the results were thwarted by the so-called deep state, pretty much every Republican believes that. You know, literally all of us believe that the Russian hoax was a hoax promulgated by people inside the federal government who are promulgating false information. The 2020 election was stolen by big tech. If by that he means that big tech put its thumb on the scales for Joe Biden, we all believe that. That's obviously true. That's not saying the unsayable. Literally everyone on stage will say that. However, what he will do, he'll then put all of that in a sandwich with January 6th was an inside job. I'm not sure what he means by January 6th was an inside job. Does he mean that somehow the Trump administration, which was in power at the time, worked with the protesters? Does he mean that it was Nancy Pelosi working with the protesters who are coming into the Capitol building? Does he just mean that there were police officers who opened the doors, which obviously is true, after the riots were already in progress? January 6th wasn't a quote-unquote inside job in the sense that no one committed criminal activity. It's true the prosecution of some of the people who were in the Capitol is clearly excessive. But inside job? When he says that the government lied to us for years about 9/11, what he means is that one of the people who housed 9/11 hijackers was a member of the Saudi intelligence service, and that was revealed in a report in 2021. But he's making a broader claim than that. When he says that the great replacement theory is real, that's a term with semantic overload because it has been used by white supremacists as a buzzword for replacement of whites by minorities, including Jews, and specifically Jews crafting this entire system in order to replace white people. That's what people were chanting at, for example, Charlottesville when they said Jews will not replace us. They weren't worried about the invasion of hundreds of millions of Jews. They were suggesting that Jews were presiding over the system of immigration. But it is true that the Democratic Party has talked for 20 years about the changing demographics of the country, facilitating a permanent Democratic electoral majority. So Vivek wants to win points for audacity. But let's be real. He's really not saying anything that Tucker Carlson hasn't been saying better for longer. In reality, Vivek, like Trump, needs an opponent. In a vacuum, a lot of his viewpoints don't make all that much sense. He's been on most sides of a wide variety of issues, but that also gives him leeway to fire at all the candidates from every other side of every other issue. So last night, Vivek's target was mainly Nikki Haley, whom he perceives as his candidate of differentiation because she is the quote-unquote mainstream candidate. Right? DeSantis is popular at the base. Nikki Haley is not nearly as popular with the base. So Vivek was going to go after her using the same angle Trump himself used in 2016 against the so-called interventionists in the Republican Party. Now, there are a few problems with this. The biggest problem is that the right has always been divided between hawks and isolationists, going back to George H.W. Bush versus, for example, Pat Buchanan. And before that, Charles Lindbergh versus the rest of the Republican Party. In the pre-World War II era, the isolationists on the right generally had their way. In the post-World War II era, the hawks had their way on the right. In the aftermath of the Iraq War, it's an open question who wins this battle, but as the world grows more dangerous, isolationists tend to actually lose sway. The most obvious line of attack for Republicans against Joe Biden on foreign policy, for example, isn't that he is too interventionist. It's that he's weak, that he's waffling, that he surrenders in Afghanistan, that he sends mixed signals, that our enemies can see all of that and they are taking advantage. All right, coming up, Vivek Ramaswamy goes after Nikki Haley on foreign policy from a peculiar angle. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Free Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
9625. 9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Vivek Ramaswamy decided to go after Nikki Haley on foreign policy from a sort of Pat Buchananite, quasi-isolationist angle. Hey, so when it comes to foreign policy, Vivek launched a bunch of attacks on Nikki Haley last night. Those attacks are generally from the isolationist right, which is very similar to the isolationist left. The problem is that doesn't really line up with the Republican perspective writ large on Joe Biden. Joe Biden is weak. It's not that Joe Biden is too muscular in foreign policy. It's that he's too weak, even in Ukraine. The problem for Biden is that he refused to choose an actual line. Either you have to give Ukraine the weaponry necessary to actually smash Russia in the Donbass and Crimea, or you have to define an off-ramp and pursue it. Biden's choice, as always, is neither. That's always his choice, is what if I just, you know, sit here and be a vegetable? But when it comes to Israel, the attack on Biden isn't that he's too pro-Israel. From the right, it's that he enabled Iran, delisted the Houthis as a terrorist organization, fostered more funding for the Palestinian Authority and the UNRWA, which means Hamas, and now is trying to handcuff Israel in its ability to finish off a genocidal anti-Jewish terrorist group. So, when Vivek, for example, attacks Nikki Haley for being too pro-Israel, that generally doesn't go over that well with the crowd that's not on X. Here he was last night doing just that.
What happened to Israel was dead wrong. What Hamas did was medieval. It was subhuman. It was immoral. And we have to call that out for what it is on October 7th. But to say that that was an attack on America fails a basic test. I mean, Nick, if you can't tell the difference between where Israel is and the U.S. is on a map, I can have my three-year-old son show you the difference.
Now, that's a silly argument. Obviously, Israel isn't in America, and the interests of the United States are not always the interests of Israel and vice versa. But suggesting that Haley holds some sort of dual loyalty is asinine. And the crowd knew it, which is why that attack fell flat, even if the fever swamps of X cheer on this sort of silly posturing. Likewise, the internet cheered Vivek, quizzing Nikki Haley, on the provinces of the Donbass region in Ukraine. The people on X say, oh, this ends Nikki Haley. Here was Vivek doing this routine.
I want to say one thing about the tie to Ukraine, if I may. So foreign policy experience is not the same as foreign policy wisdom. I want everybody at home to know that I was the first person to say we need a reasonable peace deal in Ukraine. Now a lot of the neocons are quietly coming along to that position, with the exceptions of Nikki Haley and Joe Biden, who still support this, what I believe is pointless war in Ukraine. And I think those with foreign policy experience, one thing that Joe Biden and Nikki Haley have in common is that neither of them could even state for you three provinces in eastern Ukraine that they want to send our troops to actually fight for. Look at that. This is what I want people to understand. These people have, I mean, she has no idea what the hell the names of those provinces are, but she wants to send our sons and daughters and our troops and our military equipment to go fight it. So reject this myth that they've been selling you, that somebody had a cup of coffee, stint at the UN, and then makes $8 million after, has real foreign policy experience. It takes an outsider to see this through. Look at the blank expression. She doesn't know the names of the provinces that she wants to actually fight for. And there's a puppet masters right there, the donors. The donors right there that are playing her like the puppet masters.
Okay, hold on. Couple of things to note about Vivek's point here. One, Nikki has never called for putting troops into Ukraine. No Republican candidate has. Literally zero of them. In fact, Haley's entire point is that you fund Ukraine so you don't have to put troops into Ukraine or any of the surrounding countries that would presumably be threatened if Russia were to take Kyiv. So he's completely misstating her position to suggest the sort of isolationist notion that we are going to send American boys and girls over to die for territories far away. She has not suggested that. No one has suggested that. But It's worth noting that Haley did, in fact, after this, name two of the three provinces correctly after the question. She said Crimea instead of Kharkiv. She said Donetsk and Luhansk. Here's the reality. Most Americans don't know the answer to this particular question. That lack of knowledge isn't actually dispositive as to what American action should look like in any particular region. This is a very tried and true attack line, and it doesn't tend to score a lot of points in the real world. Why? Well, because geography bee quizzes are a quick and easy way for isolationists to score a really cheap and easy point. Quick, name all the provinces of East China you can't, and how can you criticize China over its COVID-19 policies or oppose an invasion of Taiwan? Can you name every province in all of China? But these sorts of attacks don't actually work. In 1999, George W. Bush was asked by a reporter to name the leaders of Taiwan, India, Pakistan, and Chechnya. He responded, "Can you name the foreign minister of Mexico?" Bush won the election. Americans don't need you to be an encyclopedia. They need you to make the right decision when you are pressed. And that decision comes from baseline worldview, not a quick search of the Google machine. That's why Trump became president. Do you think Trump could name like 10 other countries off the top of his head outside of Europe? But being right isn't the point of a Vicks campaign. It's oppositionality. That's literally the whole point of the campaign. That's why he went so hard at Haley, not just on policy, but personally. In the most conspiratorial of ways, by the way. He accused her of bad faith, of fascism, of fakery. It was pretty ugly. Here was Vivek comparing Nikki Haley to Kamala Harris.
"I don't question her faith, but I question her authenticity. And I think that's deeper here. We were just talking about the trans issue. This is a symptom of a deeper cancer in American life, identity politics. This new religion that says your race, your gender, and your sexuality are your identity. It is anti-American. It is meritocratic. It's anti-meritocratic, and it is dividing this country to a breaking point. And I've spoken about this to the left. My books are all about this. I preach this to the left, but it's even worse when Republicans try to play the same game. We're talking about that trans issue. And Nikki Haley's campaign launch video sounded like a woke Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light ad talking about how she would kick in heels. At the first debate, she said that only a woman can get this job done. That's what she said. After the third debate, when I criticized Ronna McDaniel after five failed years of leadership of this party and criticized Nikki for her corrupt foreign dealings as a military contractor, she said that I have a woman problem. Nikki, I don't have a woman problem. You have a corruption problem. And I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt. This is a woman who will send your kids to die so she can buy a bigger house. This is the problem. Using identity politics more effectively than Kamala Harris is a form of intellectual fraud. And it actually needs to end. There's our donor puppet masters wielding their puppet right up here tonight. This is how this game is played. The puppet masters put up their puppet, and I reject the use of identity politics in this party. It has been a cancer coming from the left, and I'm sick and tired of the double standards the people of this country are too. Having two X chromosomes does not immunize you from
thank
criticism.
You. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Governor Haley, would you like to respond?
No. It's not worth my time to respond to him.
I mean, she happens to be right about that. I'm sorry, when you hold up a giant piece of paper that just says Nikki equals corrupt, you look like a child. You look like an idiot. It's ridiculous. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, the holidays not only allow us to spend time with family, they're a reminder of how important our responsibility is to protect them. That includes planning to secure their future. Life insurance is an easy way to give your family peace of mind. It provides a safety net, so if something were to happen to you, God forbid, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies. Their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Your family deserves peace of mind. A life insurance policy through Policy Genius can give it to them. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Get the life insurance you need today, PolicyGenius.com. Again, the notion that Nikki Haley's views have somehow magically changed because after she left office, she worked with Boeing, it's silly. That's like suggesting that Vivek Ramaswamy's views have changed because he once worked with Big Pharma and made all his money off of Big Pharma. I mean, that it's a dumb attack line. It's a really dumb attack line. But that wasn't his dumbest attack line of the night. He actually then attacked Nikki Haley as a quote-unquote fascist. Why is Nikki Haley a fascist? Because she disagrees with him on foreign policy.
As Nikki Haley was heaping praise on me when I wrote that book, but now I worry I was warning about the woke industrial complex in this country as a warning. Apparently, she read it as a how-to manual,
all
just
right,
like
okay.
to read George Orwell's book
okay, all right,
as well. And so I think that that's actually far more dangerous than this is really important for people to understand. We're marching towards fascism under Biden. Jack Smith has subpoenaed every last retweet that someone has issued from Donald Trump in the year 2020. The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley, who thinks the government should identify every one of those individuals with an ID. That is not freedom. That is fascism.
She's wrong on the social media issue and anonymity. But saying that she is a fascist, more fascist than Joe Biden, is silly. Listen, Vivek isn't running for president. He was really never running for president. He hasn't been running for president this whole time. He's currently polling at less than 5% nationally. He's not breaking 10% in any state. But he is capturing the hearts of people you need to launch a podcast or perhaps a Senate primary run. He's also single-handedly making Chris Christie look at least somewhat entertaining and amusing. Here was Christie on Vivek last night.
You do this at every debate. You go out on the stump and you say something. All of us see it on video. We confront you out on the debate stage. You say you didn't say it, and then you back away. And I want to
say exactly
no,
what I said, Chris.
I'm not done yet.
Well, this
now, look.
Hold
this
on.
Is,
now, and hold on.
This is the fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So shut up for a little while.
I'm going to respond to that.
I want to say something else. We're now 25 minutes into this debate, and he has insulted Nikki Haley's basic intelligence, not her positions. Her basic intelligence. She doesn't know regions. She wouldn't be able to find something on a map that his three-year-old could find. Look, if you want to disagree on issues, that's fine. And Nikki and I disagree on some issues. But I'll tell you this. I've known her for 12 years, which is longer than he's even started to vote in a Republican primary. And while we disagree about some issues and we disagree about who should be president of the United States, what we don't disagree on is this is a smart, accomplished woman, and you should stop insulting her.
Okay, by the way, Christie not wrong there. Again, what's amazing about Chris Christie is that he actually does have a lot of innate political talent, which is why he became governor of New Jersey. He then misused it and blew it in every single way. That wasn't the extent of Christie laying into Vivek last night. After the debate, he also laid into Vivek in the post-debate spin room.
I think Vivek does have a woman problem. I do think he insults women's basic intelligence. He's done it over and over and over again. And I guess tonight I just had had enough. I had enough of listening to his garbage. And as I said, his smart-ass Harvard mouth, because that's what it is. When he's dictating to me and Nikki Haley, who have committed ourselves to public service, while he's been off stealing from seniors to make his fortune, yeah, I'm not going to put up with him anymore.
Here's the thing. X, Twitter, is not real life. And Trumpism isn't really an ideology transferable to other neophyte candidates. There is only Trump. Trump is the only Trump. Finally, it's the perfect gift for somebody who has everything. A gift that will reach eternity. What could be better? Preborn gives this gift 200 times every single day as they rescue babies whose lives are in peril. These babies' lives are precious and beautiful. Their heart begins to form at conception and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. By 6 weeks, the eyes are forming. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound and introduce a mom to her baby, which doubles that baby's chance at life. They have four kids. You met all of them on ultrasound long before they were born. It changes your life just to see a picture of your baby in the womb. That's so true for so many women, and it means they're likely to preserve the life of their own child. Right now, through a matching grant, your gift saves twice as many babies. Please give the gift of life. Have your donation matched today by dialing #250 and saying keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby to get started saving lives today. All right, coming up, the Republicans have a gap between winning primaries and general elections. That's a bit of a problem. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
This is
Carl Lindabat. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
I'm five.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the gap between Republicans winning nominations and winning actual elections, that is a gap that remains. By polling data, Nikki Haley is the Republican best positioned against Joe Biden. DeSantis leads Biden by one in the Real Clear Politics polling average. Donald Trump is up on Biden by a couple of points in the Real Clear Politics polling average. Nikki Haley leads Joe Biden by five in the Real Clear Politics polling average. In some polls, she's up by as much as 10 points. But aside from foreign policy, where Haley is a hawk's hawk, her positions are, in fact, moderate across the board, from abortion to gender surgery for minors. Here she was last night, walking back her stated position on gender surgery for the underage. She said yesterday, as we played it on the show, that should be a question for parents. Here she was trying to walk that back last night.
She said the law shouldn't get involved in that. And I just ask you, if you're somebody that's going to be the president of the United States and you can't stand up against child abuse, how are you going to be able to stand up for anything? That is the truth.
We have it
on video.
I said that if you have to be 18 to get a tattoo, you should have to be 18 to have anything done to change your gender.
Okay, but that moderate position that she laid out yesterday is not a position that Republicans like, because it's not a good position. The Republican primary electorate is not in the mood for moderation. You have to be either militant in policy or in affect, which is, again, why Trump, who is a moderate on many of the same policies, ironically, on which Haley is way out in front. He might be closer to Haley on policy than he is even to DeSantis, but his affect is always militant. And let's be frank about this. The Republican base is pissed off. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is betting that Republican anger will backfire on Republicans the same way that it did in 2020. It's not a bad bet, by the way. Because when you look at what's happening in Congress, Republican militants may lose them the House majority without even another election taking place. So last night, Kevin McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House, who was ousted by Matt Gaetz and company for literally no reason. Mike Johnson has now replaced McCarthy, and the House is running in exactly the same way that it was when McCarthy was the Speaker of the House. So nothing has changed. It was merely a petty grudge match between McCarthy and Gaetz, in which Gaetz decided to depose McCarthy. And McCarthy's like, you know what, I've had enough of this, and he is leaving. He announced yesterday that at the end of his term, he was going to leave. He says, no matter the odds or personal cost, we did the right thing. This is what he wrote in the Wall Street Journal. It is in this spirit I've decided to depart the House at the end of this year to serve America in new ways. I know my work is only getting started. There's one problem for Republicans. They just ousted George Santos, who's a fraudster. They just ousted him from Congress. And that seat will likely go Democrat. Kevin McCarthy's seat is going to be up for special election. Republicans currently hold 221 seats to Republicans, 200 to Democrats, 213. That means they can afford three defections on party line votes. With Santos out, and McCarthy leaving by the end of the year, well, that means that the buffer dwindles to two votes as early as mid-February. So that means that the Republican majority in the House is now two votes large. So they better hope nobody dies. Nobody has a skiing accident. Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, chair of the Republican Study Committee, he said it emboldens some individuals at any given time with a specific issue to hold up and stop the entire process. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has emerged as an actual Republican who wants to get things done, says, I think it makes everything harder. That's everything from appropriations bills to impeachments to passing anything on the House floor. Again, he was ousted for no reason, and McCarthy's like, I've had it, and I'm out. And you're seeing a lot of Republicans who feel this way. What's hilarious is that Democrats are looking at the upcoming election. Many of them are retiring. Many, many more Democrats are retiring in 2024 than Republicans, leaving those seats open. But Democrats are leaving because they see that Joe Biden is a weak candidate. Republicans are leaving because they're tired of each other and they're annoyed by the false purity test that they are engaging upon with each other. So leave it to Republicans to steal defeat from the jaws of victory. That is one thing they are good at. And Democrats are counting on them to do that again. That's precisely what Joe Biden is counting on. So yesterday he was giving a speech, the president, and he said, I'm not the only person who can beat Trump, but I will defeat him. That's following up on his comments. Literally the only reason he's running is because he thinks Trump is the nominee.
Any Democrat will defeat Donald Trump other than you?
Probably 50 of them.
You do believe that there are?
I'm not the only one to defeat him, but I will defeat him.
Who else do you think could defeat Donald Trump as the president?
Bye. Door closes, and he has to go to the bathroom or something. You know, Jim Messina, who's one of his campaign managers, he says, we can't take chances on anyone else except for Joe Biden. Again, Democrats are just betting that Donald Trump is toxic enough that he'll lose the election. They're not betting that Biden's going to win it. They're betting that Donald Trump is going to lose it. Here was Messina yesterday.
He was not opening the door. Joe Biden's going to be our nominee. And, you know, there's lots of people that you and I both know, Andrew, who would love to run for that office. But the truth is they're all unproven. And with Donald Trump, we know that Joe Biden has beaten him the first time. He'll beat him the second time. And we just can't take the risk of an unknown candidate. You know, these folks sometimes just aren't ready for primetime, as we saw with Sarah Palin, with Dan Quayle, with a whole bunch of things you're seeing right now with DeSantis, who is everyone's ballyhooed national candidate, and the spotlight was just too great. Donald Trump admitted last night, Andrea, that he will be a dictator on day one. We just can't take a risk for that, and that's why Joe Biden ran the first time, and it's why he's running the second time.
Well, he ran a basement campaign last time and had a bunch of factors in his favor, including a vast uptick in absentee voting that is not going to be repeated this time around. And so, again, the left is relying on Republicans basically running directly headlong into not a horrible bet. Republicans jump on rakes on a routine basis. They're basically like that Sideshow Bob clip from The Simpsons where he walks on every rake. That's Republicans. But is that a smart bet by Democrats? Again, the way they think they're going to run against Donald Trump is by claiming that he is a fascist and a criminal. So here's Morning Joe doing the fascist routine.
All of the right-wing media has done, they have gotten a son that had problems with crack. They have chased down every lead they could chase down. They make fools of themselves time and time again, but it has worked. They're lying about the corrupt Biden family, Clarence Thomas's wife, talking about the Biden crime family should be on barges outside of Gitmo, repeating this lie, this fascist attempt, this fascist lie, over and over and over again. You look at the polls, it's worked. So now half of Americans see Joe Biden as corrupt, as Donald Trump when, of course, it's such a, we could list it for 4 hours. It is such a preposterous argument. And yet, because fascists are so good at propaganda, it's actually working.
Just keep saying it over and over. So just keep saying fascist over and over and over. That's going to win you the election. I have serious, serious doubts that that is, in fact, the case. And the reality is that, as I've said many times before, everything is baked into the cake with regard to Trump. The only question is whether a criminal conviction is baked into the cake. That is literally the only question left in this election cycle. If Donald Trump is criminally convicted, which he likely will be in Washington, D.C., not because he's guilty of the crimes alleged, but because it's a Washington, D.C. jury. If that happens, does that change the poll numbers in any marked or serious way? Or everyone already kind of assumes that that's the way that it's going to go. Joe Biden was the default candidate in 2020. Today, because Biden is really bad at this, Trump is the default candidate. And that is a serious problem for Joe Biden and all the people shrieking fascist from the top of the Empire State Building. It is not going to work. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president of Harvard University is apologizing for comments at a congressional hearing that failed to denounce threats of violence against Jewish people.
Harvard's president Claudine Gay tells the Crimson student newspaper she's sorry she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students, saying she got caught up in a heated exchange on whether calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct. At Tuesday's House Education Committee hearing, she drew ire when she said it depended on the context. The presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania are also under fire for similar responses. Wealthy donors and some members of Congress are calling for their resignations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is reportedly on a short list of running mates for former President Donald Trump. The news comes as former First Lady Melania Trump is reported to have said that she wants her husband to pick former Fox News host Tucker Carlson as his running mate in 2024. Hunter Biden is indicted on 9 tax charges in California, adding to the gun charges in a special counsel probe.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Bible.
Taiwan's defense ministry says it spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait, along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. In response to a media query, China spokesman Wang Wenbin says, "First of all, I want to remind you that Taiwan is part of China, and there's no such thing as a foreign ministry or defense ministry in Taiwan." Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been detected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts in the latest three-way talks. More on these stories at townhall.com. It was a bullish end to the week for all the markets. Stocks into the day with big gains.
Wall Street climbed to its highest level in 20 months following a stronger-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday for its sixth straight week of gains. That's the longest weekly winning streak in 4 years. The Dow rose 130 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.4%. Treasury yields rose sharply following the report, which said that U.S. employers added more jobs last month than economists had expected. The strong data keeps concerns about a possible recession at bay, but markets are still worried that a strong economy could give more fuel to inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
A massive storm is set to impact the eastern half of the U.S. this weekend. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, strong winds, and even snow may affect millions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, California is focusing on the important things by passing a law requiring that toy stores become gender neutral. But aside from the general stupidity of it, there are a number of problems with this concept. I'll explain. Also, the Biden administration is threatening to send our children to go die overseas if we don't give more money to Ukraine. Voters in Los Angeles are starting to regret their voting habits, but will anything actually change? And an NFL head coach gets into some hot water for giving a speech to his players where he used the 9/11 hijackers as an example of teamwork. All of that and more today, The Matt Walsh Show. Well, I haven't kept track of this officially, admittedly, but I'm guessing that of all the states in the country, California has been featured in the daily cancellation of this show the most. This is perhaps these days the only good thing about California. Yes, the entire state is a degenerate cesspool covered in sewage, but at least it provides plenty of content for the last segment of my show. And today, the good news is that they've done something so stupid that it graduates to the first segment. Now, as the Daily Mail reports this week, in a little over a month from now, a new law will go into effect in California. Now, is this a law that addresses the homeless problem in the state? Is it a law meant to clean up the streets, tamp down on the rampant crime, get rid of the sewage, make communities safe and livable again? Well, no, of course not. I mean, why would California's lawmakers care about doing any of that? Now, this is a law to address a far more pressing concern for them, and that is gender-neutral toy sections. Now, we know that leftists, they see the toy industry like they see everything else, an ideological battleground, another politicized arena to defeat traditional concepts of gender and usher in a new ambiguous dystopia where kids can live as amorphous, genderless blobs of nondescript matter. And so now they have a law to that effect. The Daily Mail has more reading. California retailers that refuse to have a gender-neutral section for children will be fined up to $500 under Gavin Newsom's new bill. The ultra-woke governor signed legislation in 2021 that would require some retail stores in the Golden State to have a gender-neutral section for children. Retailers would have to do this regardless of whether they've been traditionally marketed for either girls or for boys, the bill said. The legislation, Assembly Bill number 10584, will be enacted on January 1st, 2024. And if retail department stores choose not to comply, they will have to dish out a civil penalty of $250 or $500. Department stores that are subject to the new laws will have to have a total of 500 or more employees, be physically located in California, and sell child care items or toys. California Democratic Congressman Evan Lowe backed the bill to the Associated Press, saying, "We need to stop stigmatizing what's acceptable for certain genders and just let kids be kids." He said, quote, "My hope is this bill encourages more businesses across California and the U.S. to avoid reinforcing harmful and outdated stereotypes," Lowe said. So the bill will end the segregated apartheid-like conditions in toy stores in the state, getting rid of gender labels and allowing toys to express their true gender-fluid identities. This is all meant to reduce harmful stereotypes. Now, you may be wondering, if you're a sane person, how exactly does the average toy section in the average store reinforce harmful stereotypes? In fact, you may be wondering what a harmful stereotype even is, or how a stereotype can be harmful. Because literally all gender stereotypes and race stereotypes and ethnic stereotypes are grounded in truth. That's how they become stereotypes, which is why you have never in your life heard a stereotype about a group of people and said to yourself, "What? I've never seen anyone in that group act that way. That's totally outlandish." No, stereotypes arise when we notice that certain groups of people tend to act certain ways, generally speaking. It's not harmful. It's mostly just neutral. Stereotypes are an observation made about groups. And yes, you can observe groups and the way they behave. Just is what it is. Fortunately, California State Representative Evan Lowe does go into more detail about this issue, trying to explain how and why gendered toys are dangerous. He says, quote, "Part of it is to make sure that if you're a young girl that you can find a police car, a fire truck, a periodic table, because they have those in the toy section, or a dinosaur. And then similarly, if you're a boy, if you're more artistic and want to play with glitter, why not? Why should you feel the stigma of saying, oh, this should be shamed and going to a different location?" Now, first of all, this is perhaps neither here nor there, but as a parent, I believe glitter should be shamed for both boys and girls. I mean, glitter is a plague that has been banned from my house entirely for both genders. Glitter manufacturers should be raided by the FBI and forcibly shut down, and all of their employees thrown in federal prison. Even just 1 ounce of glitter will produce a mess in your house that can never be cleaned up. A glitter spill is like, it's like Chernobyl. I mean, you'll be dealing with the after effects 3 decades later. So the stuff is cursed and should be legally banned. But anyway, aside from that, it appears that Evan Lowe is laboring under the impression that without this law in place, girls were somehow physically prohibited from entering the aisles where fire trucks and dinosaurs are sold. Or maybe he thought that these items were hidden down some deep labyrinthine corridor where only those with Y chromosomes were allowed to enter. But this was not the case. You know, without the gender-neutral toy law, girls were easily able to find fire trucks and police cars if they wanted them. In fact, girls could more easily find fire trucks and police cars because you knew where to look. Things were organized in a way that made sense. And there was nobody stopping them from buying them. You know, there was no toy store in California or anywhere else in America where if a girl went to buy a fire truck, there'd be someone there standing and pointing and laughing at them and saying, "Why are you buying that? You're a girl." That literally has never happened in the history of toy purchases, ever. So this bill is, at the very best, totally unnecessary, which ironically is something that the author of the bill basically admitted back when the legislation was first passed. Watch.
"Once this revised bill goes into effect, children's sections at large retailers like Target are going to look quite different.
Maybe one of these ones.
Assembly Bill 1085 to ban stores from displaying children's clothing and toys in separate boys and girls sections. The bill was introduced by Bay Area Assemblyman Evan Lowe in February, requiring stores with more than 500 employees, like Target, Marshall's, or Macy's, to display children's clothing and toys in one undivided area of its sales floor.
I am a parent of a trans child.
Parents sparked the conversation.
I still am in favor of combining things. and then people can choose.
I think it's a wonderful idea to smush girl-boy stuff together.
Some ask, why change it?
Just because it has a male and female designation doesn't mean that you can't walk to, you know, a male toy and vice versa.
Let's just have a kids section.
News 8 reaches out to Lowe's office as he's aiming to reduce stigma and bullying. In fact, he says remove it. He provides a statement, quote, children should be able to express themselves freely and focus on more important things than stereotypical gender norms. Major retailers like Target and others support this legislation, and many of these businesses already have gender-neutral kids sections. The state is actually playing catch-up on this issue. Toys are toys. Let's make safe spaces for all children and let kids be kids.
So stores are already doing this, which is why we need a law requiring that they do the thing they're already doing. That appears to be the argument, because it has to go one way or another, right? Either this is a law that will impose on retailers the burdensome and utterly pointless task of rearranging their stores to make the toy sections less organized and more difficult to navigate for customers, or it's a law mandating something that's already happened. So either the law is cumbersome and pointless, or redundant and pointless. Or I suppose cumbersome and redundant and pointless. It could be all those things. I think it's likely in that third category. But there's no scenario where the law is necessary or good. And that's because, among other reasons, the gender binary is one of the fundamental, defining, immutable realities of human existence. And with it comes the obvious physical differences between sexes, but also, as we've alluded to, the differences in tendencies and interests. And that's why we've come to associate baby dolls with girls and toy trucks with boys. They don't gravitate to their respective toys because we have made this association. We have made the association because they gravitate that way. Girls are natural nurturers and caretakers. Boys are naturally builders and fighters. That's why girls like the baby dolls, boys like the trucks and the action figures. If left to their own devices, almost all girls and boys will go in those separate directions, as like every parent in history has noticed. So the left doesn't want to free boys to play with dolls or girls to play with trucks. They're already free to do that if they want to. Instead, they want to engineer boys with feminine interests and girls with masculine interests. They're not actually trying to break outside of the binary at all, which is not possible. They're trying instead to confuse the picture within the binary. And that's because, as we learn time and time again, you can't actually break outside of the binary. It's not possible. Which is why it's always funny to make note of the fact that the left inevitably ends up accidentally reinforcing the gender binary in their efforts to deconstruct it. I mean, after all, if you walk into a section of the store and you see fire trucks and baby dolls next to each other, and you say, oh, this must be a gender-neutral section. Well, then you're affirming the gender binary just by saying that. You're acknowledging where those toys usually are and where they belong, and now you see that they're together. You say, oh, it makes it gender-neutral. And laws requiring such arrangements are also affirming it. This is the terrible fact that the left can't get around no matter how hard it tries. The terrible fact, which is not terrible at all in my view, is the gender binary. There are two sexes. And those two sexes have distinct features and functions, and they have certain tendencies and proclivities, and there's literally nothing you could do to escape that fact. And by the way, the stores that have tried to, as mentioned, Target, they made a big deal in 2015 when they said, well, we're going gender neutral. Well, if you go into a Target now, which you shouldn't, you'll find that after all of that hype, they still have the stores separated by boys and girls. They just don't call it boy and girl sections. But they still have a section where you get the superheroes and you have the action figures and you have the trucks and the dinosaurs and all that stuff is together. And then you have the other stuff that's got a lot of pink and there's girl stuff and there's the baby dolls and Barbies and everything. And they still have it grouped that way. Because it turns out that that's just like, that's how it makes sense to group them. And most of the customers that are interested in the trucks, they're also the ones that are going to be interested in the dinosaurs. This is what happens when you try to make non-binary toy sections, or by the way, non-binary people for that matter. You know, a person who identifies as non-binary will usually end up dressing in some weird clashing combination of male and female clothing. This person, let's say a woman, for example, will be very careful to incorporate feminine and masculine elements in the way that she dresses and comports herself, or at least that's what she'll try to do. And usually she'll still end up looking like a woman, just a woman with a goofy sense of style. But even if she succeeds in appearing like some kind of mismatched, jumbled Mrs. Potato Head doll, with male and female elements mixed together, Still, she has not escaped the binary, because still she only has male and female elements to work with. There is no third or fourth category. You can be a woman who looks like a woman, or you can be a woman who looks a little bit like a man, or you can be a woman who looks like some sort of avant-garde combination. But no matter what you are or where you are, you're still stuck in the binary. Those are the only pieces you have to work with. Those are the only categories that exist. And in fact, the more you try to escape the binary, the more you make yourself into a reminder of it. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Butcher.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. We're now being told that the folks in California, especially in places like L.A., they're getting fed up. They're fed up. They're done. They're angry. And here's a local Fox report, which is interviewing one of those very fed up Los Angeles residents. Let's watch.
And caught on camera at a local construction company in L.A.'s Glassell Park, several thieves are involved. And tonight that owner tells us he's frustrated.
This whole strip has been broken to. Our neighbors have broken to 4 times. These guys just got broken to 2 months ago. What are we supposed to do? We're a small construction company.
Ryan Bagley, the latest victim on this Glassell Park street, to get burglarized by several thieves, so many, it's hard to count. As you watch them file into and out of Bagley's business, Delta Construction and Electric.
They smashed into our gate over there, smashed their gate into here. 15 dudes come pouring in.
Delta security cameras capturing the destructive mayhem about 5 a.m. Wednesday morning. The getaway car, this blue Kia Soul, Bagley says, was stolen from LAPD's impound yard.
The cops just knew that it was from the LAPD impound because of the chalk mark on the window.
That Kia Soul taking out a gate so the hooded suspects could make entry.
You are currently being recorded.
Inside, they took whatever they could carry, including music equipment Bagley and his brother, former band members, stored inside. You can hear the alarm and spot a guitar.
Stole 6 of our guitars, a bunch of studio mics and stuff like that. Rustled some stuff out, some construction in our construction side. They stole a bunch of tools.
Thousands of dollars worth of valuables, demolished doors and gates. Bagley says the alarm company woke him at 5:03 a.m. when the break-in was still underway, and he managed to get there even before cops. But the suspects were gone.
I came in ready to rustle them out of there and just be like, you know, I wanted to at least take down a few of them.
His business now boarded up, and Bagley is fed up with the break-ins and elected officials.
I voted for Karen Bass, I voted for Biden, I voted for Gavin Newsom. I'm sick of it. It's like at some point you have to give me a reason to vote for you again. Or just do our jobs, make a living, help our employees make a good living, and move on. But it's really freaking difficult to survive.
Yeah, so I watch that. I have to say that, and you know that I'm obviously, according to a lot of people anyway, a cruel, heartless person. So maybe it won't surprise. Maybe it's just that when I say that I have no sympathy for this guy whatsoever. Any chance of me having sympathy evaporated with his second sentence where he said, if you want me to vote for you again, like, how is that even a possibility that you'll vote for them again? I voted for Karen Bass. I voted for Newsom. I voted for Biden. Look, I voted for all these. I voted again and again and again for people that have caused this problem. And sure, I might vote for them. I'm willing to vote for the people that have caused this problem again, but you have to lie to me first. That's what he's basically saying. So any chance of having sympathy is out the window, that you not only have continued to vote for people who have made your life worse, but you are apparently willing to continue doing so. And at least he's being honest about it, because almost all these voters in these cities have voted for the people who have facilitated the destruction of their own communities. And they just continue doing it. They'll vote for them again. They'll just continue voting for the people that, and it will never stop. It's a collective community-wide suicide that they have decided to commit. And here's the thing. I can be, in some cases, I can have sympathy for people who are lied to by a politician, you know, who fall for a lie that a politician tells. And then they vote for a politician because they think a politician is going to do a certain thing. He doesn't do it. And they've been betrayed. Like, in some of those cases, I can feel sorry for the voters there. Now, in many of those cases, like, you should have known that they were lying to you. So wake the hell up. You're the reason why I openly call for restricting voting rights so that people that are as gullible and stupid as you will be disenfranchised. Like, I don't think that, you know, for many of these kinds of voters, I think you're so stupid that you should not have the right to participate in democracy at all. But, you know, there are times when even intelligent people can be fooled and lied to. We lied to so much that it can be overwhelming. But here's the point. These people that are running California and running Los Angeles and San Francisco and these cities, they're not even really lying, okay? They're not even pretending that they're going to clean up the cities. These aren't broken promises. No, these are promises fulfilled. They are keeping their promises. You know, none of these people have even claimed that. They're not out there saying, look, I'm going to clean up the streets. We're going to get rid of these criminals. We're going to we're going to tamp down on this. It's going to be, there's a law and order, justice, truth, justice in the American way. Like, they're not running based on that. Like I said, if they were, and you had a politician who was pretending that he was going to, you know, throw the book at these criminals and clean up the streets, and he's saying all the right things, and then you vote for him, he doesn't do it. Yeah, I could have some sympathy. But like Gavin Newsom? Has Gavin Newsom even pretended that he's going to try to protect your business from being raided by 15 hoodlums in the middle of the night? No, what you get from people like Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and all the rest of them, Biden, is either they deny, you know, the problems that you're having in your community, they deny it. So you're crying out and saying, this is happening in our community, it's falling apart, and they're just, they got the blinders on and the earplugs in, and they're pretending they can't see or hear you. Or, in some cases, they're openly justifying it. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that the looters are hungry and want bread, even as we see the videos of them, you know, running out of stores with handfuls of clothing and shoes and liquor, not bread. So these voters are not really being fooled. They're not actually being lied to. They are getting exactly what these leaders promised them, which was more chaos and a community that is less livable. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
By Airtime Media.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Okay, here's an article from The Advocate with this headline. Matt Walsh said having gay parents is worse than a child having a limb cut off. The article says Matt Walsh called gay parenthood a selfish act of human trafficking akin to the intentional amputation of limbs from a voiceless newborn child. He also said that it is more advantageous for a child to live without a limb than to be raised by gay parents without either a mother or a father. Walsh made the statements on yesterday's edition of the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh Show. During the podcast, he explicitly called gay surrogacy human trafficking by definition and denigrated the practice, saying that the adopted newborn baby is, quote, immediately torn away from the woman who birthed him to be intentionally raised without a mother or father. Okay, so now this is interesting because they're correct about everything that I said there. I did say all of that, and I'd say it again. I mean, I've said it many times. But they're wrong. They're intentionally wrong on one important detail. There's one thing they're wrong about. I did not say that gay parenthood is human trafficking or worse than having limbs cut off. What I said is that commercial surrogacy and raising children to be intentionally motherless or fatherless equals human trafficking and is worse than a child having a limb cut off. Like a child being raised without a mother or father intentionally is even more harmful than a child being raised without a limb, is what I was saying. Now, that was the point. Now, it's true that gay parenthood inevitably involves both of those things, surrogacy and motherless or fatherless kids. So, yes, gay parenthood fits the bill. I'm not backing away from that one iota. It falls under this principle. But it is actually an important point, and it's not semantics, that I'm not singling gay parenthood out. I'm simply refusing to make it an arbitrary exception. Okay? So they're not mad at me for singling it out. They're actually mad at me for not singling gay parenthood out. I'm talking about what a child needs. A child needs a mother and father. And then they come along and they say, well, except but if they have gay parents, it's different, right? No, it's not different. It's like definitely not different. The kids need a mother and father. Well, but what if it's two dads and they're gay? I don't care if they get. No, that must be okay. No, it's not okay, because a child still needs a mother and a father. So again, the principle is to phrase the principle in a positive way. Children need a mother and father. Intentionally depriving a child of either a mother or father is always wrong. And that's the principle. It's very simple. It applies to straight couples who use commercial surrogacy. That's also human trafficking. It applies to single parents by choice, which is a thing that exists in this modern dystopia of ours. And it applies to gay couples. I think there are degrees. I don't think that all these things are necessarily the same in terms of their how disordered they are. So there are some degrees there. But they are all wrong for the same reason, which is that they deprive a child of what is natural and right and good and necessary for that child. Every child has a mother and a father. Every child needs a mother and a father. And to intentionally set up a situation where a child will not have one of those things or either is bad. And that's it. And so you could come up with any example you want. Well, what about someone like this? Yep, if they fall into that category of intentionally depriving a child of what the child needs, it's wrong. I don't make exceptions. You know, it's really no different from the marriage debate itself, which is that our argument has always been that marriage is fundamentally, by its nature, a monogamous, permanent, fundamentally procreative union. And for those of us who believe in the sacrament of marriage and what it definitionally is, that's our argument. And we want the law should affirm that. It should affirm what it actually is. Gay marriage, so-called gay marriage, falls outside of that. So we're not going to make, it's the same argument there. Really, the gay activists came along. They said, okay, well, you say that marriage is that, which is like, here's the point. It's not a definition we came up with because we wanted to be bullies and exclude gay people. It's just what marriage is. And then the gay activists come along and say, well, but can we make an exception for this one group over here? This is my favorite group. Can we make an exception? No. Well, you're bullying them. How are we bullying them? We have a universal principle. We stand by it. We're just not going to make an exception. Just because it's your favorite group, we don't make an exception for them. We can't. And that's the other very important point. It's not that we're like choosing not to make an exception. We can't. Marriage is what it is. I can't change what it is, even if I wanted to, and I don't. And children need what children need. I can't change that, even if I wanted to, which I don't. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
I did want to mention this. NBC News has a report about the person of the year. Maybe you've heard already the news, the big news. It says no single person this year has captivated public conversation quite like Taylor Swift. So much so that Time magazine has named her its 2023 Person of the Year. Swift beat a wide-ranging pool of finalists, including Barbie. Barbie was in the toy. Okay. Former President Donald Trump's prosecutors and Britain's recently coronated King Charles III, but Taylor Swift was named the person of the year. Now, I know that this is the part where you're expecting me to launch into a whole rant about how Taylor Swift is dumb and shouldn't be person of the year. And, like, yeah, she is dumb and she shouldn't be person of the year. But and I know that many conservatives have been complaining about this, and every year we get the person of the year and conservatives pretty much always complain about whoever it is. It's an annual tradition, and I get that. You know, it's a tradition, so I like traditions. But I will say that, you know, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, so this is going to be an unpopular opinion probably among the audience. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, and yeah, she's a dumb leftist and all that. And yeah, her music is vapid and annoying, but I think it makes sense that she's Person of the Year. Like, I heard that and I thought, okay, yeah, it makes sense. Sure, I can see that. And then I see the reaction from a lot of people on the right. This is, how is it Taylor Swift? What do you mean, how is it Taylor Swift? Didn't she have like 3 number one albums this year? The top 3 albums are all hers. And she had a tour, the biggest tour of all time, and one of the top grossing films of the year. So she dominated every category of media. And then sports too. She became the top story in the NFL. I'm not saying I like that. Literally every category of media she dominated. And I don't prefer that. But it's kind of impressive, isn't it? It's a little bit. I mean, it's a little impressive. Are we actually going to pretend, oh, yeah, it's just 3 number one albums. I could do that. I could do that in a year. The top 3 albums, who cares? That's nothing. So I don't really get the complaints. Time has made some bizarre choices for Person of the Year, but choosing someone who again, dominated literally every form of media, I think it's understandable. And I realize that as I say this, I'm not beating the charge that I'm a closet Swiftie, and that is a theory in some circles. My producer, McKenna, was accusing me of that recently. It's totally spurious, baseless accusation. Just because I saw her in concert 3 times this year, suddenly I'm a fan. Just because I spent $147,000 on front row tickets 3 times, suddenly I'm a big fan now. Get a grip. And I'm not saying that I would have named Taylor Swift Person of the Year, but who else would even make? I was thinking about this morning. Who? Because usually they name Person of the Year and it's someone stupid, and you go, well, it obviously should have been this person. But who would it be? Like their other runners, the runner up was a toy. The runner up was someone who doesn't even exist. I guess it was kind of a down year for humanity, I'm realizing. Like, no one really did anything good this year. No one did anything interesting this year. This year sucked. It did. Elon Musk. Really, he's the guy. It should have been Elon Musk. He's the only one who did anything interesting this year. And I think he won recently. There's no way they're going to give it to him again. Like, there was no way that after this year, it was not going to happen. They were not going to. If they'd given Elon Musk Person of the Year, they would have been like angry mobs at Time Magazine headquarters burning it to the ground. And so they weren't going to do that. Wasn't going to be Elon Musk. So if it's not Elon Musk, then who would it be? I'd be interested to hear this from conservative complaining about Taylor Swift. Who do you even think it should be? Be real about it. Who should it be? I mean, it could have been me. So really, it was going to be me or Taylor Swift. It was down to one of the two of us. And they gave it to Swift. And if I'm not mad about that, if I, as the person who was gypped here, if I'm not mad, then you shouldn't be either. We're taking a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you. Celebrate Christmas, country style, at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Butcher.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. I began the show yesterday talking about how school districts all over the country are introducing telehealth services for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. And these services include remote therapy visits provided by Silicon Valley startups, so students can go to school counselors and complain about being depressed and confused, and then they'll instantly be connected via iPad to some expert on gender theory. They can even get a prescription for antidepressants and anxiety meds right over the internet. And the point, as we've seen many times, is to delegitimize parents as much as possible. They don't want children going to a family doctor with their parents. They want to see, you know, they want to connect the kids with Zoom shrinks from the Bay Area during school hours instead. That's the idea. And as ominous as that all is, it turns out that these Zoom shrinks are just the tip of the iceberg. They're merely one component of a much broader effort backed by the federal government to transform the school system into something extraordinarily profane and destructive, even more than it already is. A new investigation just published by the Daily Wire reveals in extensive detail how several school districts are connecting children with chat rooms, and those chat rooms talk about everything from sex changes to the occult. And they're not even using the pretense of telehealth or anything like that. They're just throwing this garbage in kids' faces. Now, many of the chat rooms I'm talking about are operated by a website called Q Chat Space, which was created in part with the help of Planned Parenthood. And at Brockton Public Schools in Massachusetts, administrators advise students to check out QChat in their LGBTQI plus resource guide. The Charlotte Independent School District in Texas and Wisconsin's Madison Metropolitan School District also have told students to check out this service of QChat. So has California's Long Beach Unified School District, Beverly Hills High School as well, the District of Columbia Public Schools, the DeForest Area School District in Wisconsin. Joe Biden's CDC has even gotten involved in this. They've included QChat on their list of websites for children to visit. So this is a site and a service that has a lot of funding, a lot of support, and that you've got very powerful institutions funneling kids to. So what is QChat? What makes it so overwhelmingly popular among the federal government and some of the biggest school districts in the United States? Well, it's a platform that says that it provides, quote, chat-based discussion groups for LGBTQ+ and questioning teens ages 13 to 19. Now, right away, if you go to the Q Chat website, you'll find that there is no age verification whatsoever. You just have to say that you're between the ages of 13 and 19. You give them your email. You wait for an administrator to approve your account, and then you're in. Now, each chat that's hosted by QChat is focused on a set topic, and there are some topics in regular rotation, like a mental health chat. There's a chat for self-identifying BIPOC students who are struggling with systemic racism, et cetera. But there are also some other selections from the past year or so that I think raise some interesting questions. For example, one chat topic is self-discovery in astrology. Another is entitled, how do your big three astrological signs affect your daily life? Now, these are topics that might seem a little bit odd. Why would this chat service, which normally talks about pretty standard topics like mental health, also promote astrology? And whatever reason, QSpace doesn't stop there. According to a report from Just the News, another chat topic on QSpace, which is specifically for youth of color, concerns the topic of familiars, which QChat helpfully describes as small household pets that serve as a witch's companion. Now, if you browse QChat's Facebook page, you'll find that they're very interested in hosting chats about these familiars. In one post, for example, QChat writes, familiars are creatures that guide and support us. Where have we seen familiars in literature, media, and games? We'll be using the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck to see what animal spirits we might lean into. Now, the creator of that particular deck of tarot cards describes herself as having a, quote, seeker's heart, which has, quote, brought her to study in-depth practices of yoga and shamanism. The idea is to connect spiritually with animals. And this is all happening in this QChat space. Now, again, this all seems a little odd, which may be a significant understatement. If you go back to the Brockton Public School District of Massachusetts and you look at how they're promoting QChat, here's what they say. They claim that QChat will, quote, improve the comfort level of school personnel to provide appropriate gender-sensitive interactions. And how does that track exactly? I mean, what could possibly be the connection between occultism and LGBT propaganda? We see it again and again. Just a month ago, an election office in Tacoma, Washington, received a package containing a white powdery substance. The package also included a letter with the so-called Trans Pride Progress flag, which is the newest one, along with an occult symbol and a demand for anarchy and the end of elections. And earlier this year, an employee at Kirkland Elementary School in Oklahoma City was arrested for child sex crimes. And as Andy Ngo reported, quote, he identifies as pansexual and has symbols of the occult and LGBTQ on his social media. A few months earlier, Drew Hernandez photographed a child with a sign around his neck featuring gay pride colors and an occult symbol. So you see this combination is popping up more and more. And as it turns out, these are therefore not uncommon examples. We're not cherry-picking just one or two LGBT activists who happen to be into the occult. This goes deeper than that. Aleister Crowley, maybe the most iconic occultist of the modern world and a very disturbed individual, was famously bisexual. Then there's Alan Moore, the occultist whose influences included Crowley. Moore recently pledged to donate all of his royalties to BLM. And when Moore wrote a Lovecraftian comic series called Providence, he made the protagonist gay. You can also see gay themes from contemporary occult artists like Grant Morrison, who's a well-known comic book writer who identifies as genderqueer, talks about these topics frequently. There's William Burroughs. He was one of the most influential American literary figures of the 20th century. His work helped inspire the tradition of quote-unquote chaos magic. William Burroughs was also a drug addict and a pervert, by the way. The common denominator in these cases is that occultists are looking to make themselves divine. And they want to do that by accessing some deeply concealed powers, supposedly. People calling themselves LGBTQ, not coincidentally, often see queerness as personal sexual empowerment that results from blurring categories or transgressing what they see as illegitimate moral limitations. They think that they're breaking norms and discovering some latent identity. So an interest in gender bending, in that sense, is a natural fit with occultism. And that's why you see these things connected. And again, not just connected by me, but by the people themselves. For a long time, the officials pushing the LGBT cult, especially school districts and federal agencies like the CDC, they certainly would never acknowledge this connection. They say that there's nothing godless or occult about promoting transgenderism and homosexuality to children in schools. But they pretty much stopped with that whole pretense at this point. And that's the main reason that this Daily Wire investigation from the other day is so significant. Now we know that the federal government and many school districts are willing to openly endorse a self-described LGBTQ chat that promotes the occult over and over again. And just to reiterate, they're hosting these occult-themed chats for children as young as 13 years old, and potentially even younger, because, again, they're not weeding out kids based on age. Now, of course, occult or Q-chat is not the only perverse service that children are being told to use in schools. There are many more examples. Here's one of them. The Daily Wire's investigation also found that the District of Columbia Public Schools and dozens of other school districts direct students to the Trevor Project's Trevor Space chat room, which we've discussed a few times on this show. Trevor Space allows adults to connect directly with children, and in turn, some of these adults have discussed graphic sexual topics with children. They've also suggested ways that they can hide their gender identity from their parents. Like I said, we've talked about the Trevor chats many times. What's important to understand is that none of this is about equality or improving the mental health of children. It's the opposite, of course. The reason they're connecting children to therapists via iPad is the same reason they're telling children to visit chat rooms promoting the occult and sexual deviancy. The most powerful institutions in this country, from the federal government to school boards, understand the link between cultism and the degeneracy that they're pushing. All that's changed is that, at least if you know where to look, you'll find that they're finally admitting what they're doing, which is why, though it barely needs to be said, obviously Q-chat and every school pushing it is today canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States vetoes a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the goal should be ending the war forever, not just today.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire. This would only plant the seeds for the next war, because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace, to see a two-state solution.
Wood criticized the council after the vote for its failure to condemn Hamas attacks in Israel and to acknowledge Israel's right to defend itself. The ringleader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 riots and the death of George Floyd gets 5.5 years in federal prison.
The federal judge also sentenced three of his co-defendants to 18 months each, and a fourth defendant was sentenced to time served last year. The defendants were charged in the firebombing and attempted firebombing of police cars in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Shannon Hills, and the Arkansas State Police headquarters, along with defacing gravestones in Oakwood Historic Cemetery and a billboard. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The Supreme Court is announcing funeral plans for former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The public's been invited to pay respects to O'Connor on December 18th as her body lies in repose at the Great Hall of the Supreme Court. On December 19th, O'Connor will be honored in a private funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral. The service is invitation only, but it will be live-streamed to the public. O'Connor was appointed the first female Supreme Court justice in 1981 by President Reagan, served for more than two decades. She died on December 1st at the age 93. Cuba publishes a list of foreign entities and people that it accuses of terrorism. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's something for all you gentlemen that haven't gotten your special someone a holiday gift yet. This Christmas, Pajamagram has your back with a deluxe gift set for that special lady in your life. This gift set includes the smooth satin nightgown and robe, plus a free satin eye mask, all wrapped in an elegant satin keepsake bag. That's four gifts delivered right to your door, ready to go under the tree. She'll love it! And what about the other wonderful women you'd love to spoil this holiday season? Whether it's your wife,
sister, daughter, or your mom, Pajamagram has you covered. Go to Pajamagram.com and see all they have to offer, including luxurious velvet sets, cozy signature fleece sets, matching couple and family sets, and so much more. Make your gift even more special by adding a name or monogram to any of their personalized pajamas. Everyone loves pajamas, and a Pajamagram is the perfect way to treat someone to a little relaxation. Visit Pajamagram.com today.
55.
Hundreds of Californians released from prisons will receive direct cash payments totaling $2,400.
That also comes along with counseling, help with job searches, and other support. The payments will be made under a first-in-the-nation program aimed at easing the transition out of incarceration and reducing recidivism. Recipients are to get a series of payments after meeting certain milestones, such as showing progress in finding employment and a place to live. The money will come as part of a $7 million grant from the state. John Scott reports.
Dollar General rethinking self-checkouts, according to Retail Dive. Dollar General invested hard in the technology in 2022, adding them to more than half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Now the stores are reassigning workers to the checkout counters. There's new legislation dealing with getting tickets to events. Lawmakers say the Fans First Act will protect consumers from overpriced tickets and scalpers. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of the biggest and brightest stars in the night sky will momentarily vanish.
That's because an asteroid will pass in front of it in a one-of-a-kind eclipse. The rare event will occur late Monday into early Tuesday. Weather permitting, it should be visible to millions of people along a narrow path stretching from Central Asia and Southern Europe to parts of Florida and Mexico. The star is Betelgeuse, a red supergiant in the constellation Orion. The asteroid is Leona, a space rock in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Astronomers hope to learn more about both through the seconds-long eclipse. Keith Peters reporting.
The creator of the series Yellowstone is suing one of the show's stars over coffee logos. Taylor Sheridan filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against a coffee company recently launched by actor Cole Hauser. Sheridan is suing the actor for using a logo and cowboy theme identical to his own. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Pennsylvania. And now there's a donor, a big money contributor, hedge fund guy, says that he's not going to give you. He's going to give a gift of $100 million. Imagine having that kind of money where you're going to give a gift of $100 million to a university because you got too much money. It's burning a hole in your pocket. Hey, University of Pennsylvania, I was going to give you $100 million. Now, well, I'll still give you the $100 million if that woman resigns. Or if she's fired, probably would work, too. They should fire to prove that it's just about the money, don't you think? Because, really, major universities these days are they're real estate investment firms. They're Wall Street investment firms. That's about building the endowment, and it's certainly not about educating young people coming into the system. That's not what it's about at all. We got that. And speaking of Democrats, this is a pretty crazy story, too, and the media won't report it accurately or truthfully. But a 26-year-old African-American woman was arrested. Racists. See, it's the racist justice system. There it is. 26-year-old black woman arrested in Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia. This is pretty wild. Last night, because she was trying to burn down the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and his home, the home he was born in, looks like kind of a nice, neat little house. And here's this woman with a, what did it look like, Michael, a 5-gallon can of gasoline, the big plastic ones they make now. And she's just dousing the place, walking casually back and forth, pouring gasoline all over the old wooden home, a clapboard home, Martin Luther King's birthplace, and she's drenching the place in gasoline, the front porch and the front of the house around the windows and stuff, and she's obviously about to ignite the house. Fortunately, two tourists, they were men, two tourists from Utah spotted the woman, and what did they do? Well, naturally, they started making a video with their phone. So, but, you know, but that way everybody can share in it. So these two people from Utah, who are probably not Democrats, and they're there in Atlanta, and they're there to visit the Martin Luther King birthplace, the home, and they see this woman who's African-American, and I think that means there's like a 96% chance she's a Democrat, right? Then that you're the African-American women voting for Democrats because whatever, more crime or something. We got more crime story because of the Democrats, too. But the 26-year-old woman was arrested because a couple of tourists from Utah spotted her and started making video. And they called the police because, you know, that's what you do. They didn't go beat her up or anything. But as they called the police, a couple of other tourists showed up. And these other tourists are two police officers from New York who are members of the NYPD. They're NYPD, and they've seen this kind of thing before. They nabbed the woman, and they arrested her and kept her from burning down the birthplace of Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia. She's under arrest now. Maybe the Democrats will just let her out without bail and give her a can of gas. Who knows what they're going to do next. But that's a pretty amazing story for sure. And the NYPD officers held her until the Atlanta police arrived because the people from Utah had called the Atlanta police. And the video is pretty incredible. It's impossible to say right now what she was all about, but it could be another fake hate crime. You know how the lefties love fake hate crimes? They love to be victims, and they love to pretend that, you know, Whitey is terrible and everybody's racist, and really it's just them. It's another projection thing. It's like Victoria Nuland. It's the Russian playbook. They accuse you of doing whatever they're actually doing. That's or they're planning on doing. It's pretty remarkable stuff. So that's an amazing story, and I'll try to keep you updated on that. It also reminded me when I saw this. I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute. Woman, gas can, fire, Atlanta. You may remember, I think it was a week ago today, and you may not remember because it's not being widely reported by our phony, corrupt news media, which is filthy and corrupt. Twee! I spit in their general direction. And this woman went to there's an Israeli consulate in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, a regional consulate in Atlanta for the government of Israel. And this woman, and we didn't even know it was a woman for like 3 days because of the terrible, horrible news reporting from our corrupt news media. But a woman went and drenched herself in gasoline, or they said some flammable liquid, usually that's what it is, and then ignited herself and self-immolated like a Buddhist monk, and right at the Israeli embassy. And the woman burned herself up real good, but she lived, which is pretty crazy, went to the hospital, third-degree burns all over her body. And it took us days before we found out it was a woman, like the FBI agent that was carjacked in D.C. It took us days and days and days, maybe a week, before we found out that it was a woman that was carjacked, woman FBI agent that was carjacked. But we found out it was a woman that self-immolated outside the Israeli consulate, thinking about the Democrats again, the Israeli consulate in Atlanta. And we still haven't had the woman identified. We still don't have an they haven't named the woman that self-immolated a week ago outside the Israeli consulate in Atlanta, Georgia. Why? Why? Is it because releasing her name might, you know, fan the flames, if you will, of Islamophobia, which is an irrational fear of Islam, something like that? That's pretty amazing stuff, but they haven't released the name. This this case in Atlanta, at least we have information on it, which means that, well, why haven't they released information on the other one? It means it's even more curious that they haven't released information on the self-immolation, probably fear of Islamophobia, because you know how those things go. Also, speaking of Islamophobia, you know, the Biden administration announced many months ago that they're going to ban everything that they don't want to be mandatory. That's your Democrat Party. They love anything that's mandatory. And if it's not mandatory, mandated by them, then they might want to ban it. But they announced maybe about a year ago, maybe less than that, that the Biden White House did, that they were going to ban nationwide the sale of menthol cigarettes. Menthol cigarettes. Now, as I understand it, more than 70% of menthol cigarettes are sold to African Americans. And Joe Biden said, well, it's a public health issue, and we have to ban menthol cigarettes because it's a national health crisis, and we got to stop it. And they're, you know, the party of slavery and the Confederacy and Jim Crow, always looking out for the black man. And so they announced they're going to ban menthol cigarettes. And then yesterday we learned that they discovered this could be bad for them on election day, that a lot of African American voters might not like this ban, which many see as being directed at African Americans, who would have to start smoking non-menthol cigarettes, I guess. And that's too much. That's too much of a cross to bear. So the Biden White House yesterday started leaking out, well, we're not going to do it. And I love this. This is my favorite part. Until after the election next year. Anyway, you know, so smoke them if you got them. That's their message to African Americans today. Because we're not going to ban, no, heck no, not until after the election. Then we're going to ban them. Because Joe Biden's in theory at least, only got one more term in him. You know, but as I understand it, if he's reelected, he's not going to leave. He's going to become a dictator. What's he going to do? He's going to use the FBI against his political enemies. Oh wait, too late, already doing that. And the Justice Department, oh yeah. And the IRS, going to use the IRS. Well, okay, so nothing will change. So he's going to remain a dictator, I guess, is the reality there. That's pretty extraordinary stuff, isn't it? Our news media is the most corrupt institution in America, isn't it? Yes, it is. Everybody knows that. So they announced, you know that whole ban. So African-Americans, you know that whole ban, Democrats looking out for public health, looking out for the health of African-Americans. They decided that whole health thing is going to have to be put on pause. That's on hold now because there's an election to win next year. And that's your Democrat Party. They really don't care about human life, do they? They're the party of abortion. You know where the one area where they're pro-life? The death penalty. They don't want murderers to, find themselves on hard times. They don't want drug trafficking kingpins of Mexican cartels who murder hundreds and leave them hanging under bridges by their ankles. They don't want those people to face the death penalty. That's the one group of people they really want to live. Murderers. That's your Democrat Party. Babies, little tiny children, they don't care so much. That's a different thing altogether. So we got that going. Also, the Council on American Islamic Relations, that CARE, they call them CARE, which is kind of ironic. And CARE, they've got a big leader there at CARE. And the Democrats, they invite CARE to the White House. I've been talking about CARE. I've been dealing with CARE for many, many years. They are what is known as soft jihad. They are cultural jihad living within us. They're giving us the soft sell on the jihad against Western civilization. And the leader of CARE is on camera, no less. And again, these people are invited to the Obama White House and doubtless the Biden White House as well. Obama, Biden, I think going back to Clinton, invitations to the White House. The head of CARE, his comments, first of all, that he was happy about October 7th, the dismemberment of women, the rape, the kidnapping, the hostages, the more rape, the more murder, the decapitations, the genital mutilation. He's happy about that. He's the head of it's a civil rights group. The news media will tell you it's a Muslim civil rights group. And he said he's happy. That's the word he used about October 7th. And then he also said that he knows that Israel doesn't have a right to defend itself. That Hamas, because of the occupation, that's what he said, because of the occupation, Hamas has a right to defend itself by raping and murdering. But Israel has no right to self-defense because he said it's an occupying force. It's an occupation. Interestingly, that's the word that Barack Obama used, too. Barack Hussein Obama. Can't say that, though, because it's racist and Islamophobic. 1 in 5 young Americans think the Holocaust is a hoax. 1 in 5. You know why, Michael? Democrats. Democrats. That's what I'm telling you. And angry liberals, why a white billionaire slammed Harvard's first black president as a so-called diversity hire. They really despise the truth, don't they? Oh, and Hunter Biden finds himself with new charges, a whole bunch of new charges. I want to share with you how much money he spent on prostitutes. Prostitutes? More than, way more than the average family of four makes in the United States. Hunter Biden, he's got a lot of that Ukrainian cash on him. And he likes him some prostitutes. Got that coming up. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer for eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And remember, the deadline is December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/save. That's eucora.com/save.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Many of you may be old enough to remember when Donald Trump was president and there was no war in the Middle East and there was no war in Europe and China wasn't threatening to invade Taiwan. There was peace everywhere. And that's probably because he was a dictator or something like that. Just amazing stuff. Yes, sir. Now, let's grab a phone call. What do you say? Let's go to Philip, formerly of Arlington, now living in free America. Wolverines! Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. In the last several days, Cobble Kirby, Defense Secretary Austin, and corrupt President Joe Biden have effectively threatened American senators and the American people that if we don't send money to Ukraine, our sons and daughters will be sent to die for Ukraine. Chris, can you believe a time when we've had somebody, all three leaders, stand up there and threaten our children? And guess what? All to keep the money that Ukraine funneled to the Biden family secret. Zelensky has got the compromise on the Biden family, and now they're threatening our children.
Yeah, remember all the talk of compromise, and we had Adam Schiffless going around using the word compromise like he's a fluent Russian speaker when they were trying to push this Russian collusion thing. And it kind of looks, Philip, like the Democrat Party is in cahoots with, certainly with Ukraine, which gave millions of dollars to the Biden family. The CEO of Burisma said that he had to pay bribes, $5 million to Joe Biden, $5 million to Hunter Biden. And boy, are they getting their money back in spades, tens of billions. And you're right, Philip, you brought it up. I'm going to share the audio. I'm going to share this story with the audience just on the other side. Now they're threatening three wars. This is Biden, the foreign policy expert.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Biden may be looking at a third war in South America, looking at another war in South America, because the commie Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela may be attacking Guyana, where we keep Jonestown. Remember Jonestown? That was another victory for socialism, the mass suicide of more than 900 people there. But that's what Tucker Carlson posted, and that's got the media in a tizzy because they're so corrupt. It's just amazing. And the threat is pass more aid. Now, it may be precisely what he said, a direct quote given to Tucker Carlson by someone that was in the Lloyd Austin meeting and the Lloyd Austin briefing. But this would come as no surprise because Michael Piercy and I, we pulled audio. That's Radio Tuck. We pulled audio from day before yesterday when Joe Biden was talking about this. And there are two sound bites that I want to play you. I want to play for you that may back what Tucker Carlson is saying, what he's saying that our Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Capitol Hill. So let's go to Joe Biden from the day before yesterday. Adam Schiff, it's the compromat, you know. What a clown. What a clown car this whole city is, honestly. But Philip brought it up, and we're responsive. This is interactive media. Try calling CNN and telling them to just, you know, change course and do this story. It's a story we were looking at anyway. But here's Joe Biden, and again, we pulled this audio day before yesterday. And here's what Joe, he was on camera at the White House talking out there, you know, in front of Dog and everyone. Dog is his co-pilot. And this is what Joe Biden said.
Well, we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory. Then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops. American troops fighting Russian troops if he moves into other parts of NATO.
This is if he moves into other parts of NATO. Well, first of all, Ukraine is not a part of NATO, so it wouldn't be other parts of NATO, you illiterate dimwit, you numbskull. He's our foreign policy expert. And there are NATO countries that border Ukraine, and we had promised Russia, the Soviet Union, that we would not expand NATO eastward, and then we did. But, hey, what's a promise? What's a promise worth anyway? International politics, war and peace, Russia, nuclear weapons, all that stuff. So what Joe Biden said day before yesterday, and what he's doing is he's threatening the Republicans. See, you got to give me, what's the latest number? $60 billion, whatever, for Ukraine. And the Republicans are saying, well, wait a minute, let's tap the brakes. Where did all this money go that we've already given them? And they're like, shut up, racist. And Senator, well, we want to know where the money's going. We need to have somebody keeping tabs on where all the money's going because Ukraine is a famously, notoriously, and historically corrupt country. And we keep throwing tens of billions of our dollars at them. And I know most of it's supposed to just turn around, come right back to the military-industrial complex, the big arms contractors who are making out like bandits on Ukraine because the Democrats and Putin, you know, commie on commie. And Joe Biden says, what he's saying is, if Russia wins, if they defeat Ukraine, conquer Ukraine militarily, then where are we going to be? Because the line that we've drawn in Ukraine will be erased, and then Russia and Putin's army will be in Ukraine, and they're already up against NATO countries all over the place that they're not invading, but okay. And then, you see, the NATO countries will be threatened by Putin, and if he invades them, then Article 5 of the NATO Charter would kick in, and we would have to commit American troops to go fight Russia, because our NATO allies with the eastern expansion of NATO will have triggered Article 5 of the NATO Charter, right? That's what he's threatening. And what he's saying is, Republicans have to give us the money. Otherwise, American troops will be sent to defend NATO countries and Americans will die and your sons and your uncles and, I don't know why your uncles, but okay. And, somebody's uncle and they're gonna go have to fight Russia, which I don't think would fare very well against us. You look at how they're doing against Ukraine for the last 2 years, but never mind that. You don't want to get into a fight. And, you know, Joe Biden, how many wars are you going to have? And the commies in Venezuela are threatening to invade the country next door. And now there's talk of sending U.S. troops there. That would be three wars. The Eurasian continent, South American continent, the Middle East, and then look for China to make a move on Taiwan if we start committing ourselves to Venezuela and Guyana. Guyana, it's a country in South America. But I'm not done yet because Cobble Kirby, you know Cobble Kirby, he's our very own Baghdad Bob. And Cobble Kirby was out there, and he was a little more pointed. Again, what Tucker Carlson is saying and what Tucker Carlson is reporting that Lloyd Austin said to members of Congress is not only not inconsistent with what Joe Biden and his spokesman for the National Security Council, Cobble Kirby, have said, it's perfectly consistent and in line with what Joe Biden and Cobble Kirby have said. This is Cobble Kirby yesterday or day before yesterday also. Joe Biden day before yesterday threatening, oh no, we need the money immediately because they're going to run out of bullets in like 20 minutes and then if we appropriate the money, then, oh, we can all breathe a sigh of relief because bullets will magically appear. Joe Biden has sent cluster munitions, which most countries consider to be illegal, to Ukraine for use. They kill a lot of civilians and, a lot of cluster munitions that scatter basically little mines, bomblets, throughout an area. Some of them don't go off. And then naturally the kids find them a year later. Ask Princess Diana. And terrible things happen so close to him. He's also sent depleted uranium munitions, which the left opposes, unless Democrats are sending them around the world. Here's Cobble Kirby day before yesterday.
And so we can't support Ukraine. Their chief advisor yesterday said they're likely to lose this war if they lose U.S. support. And Putin gets all of Ukraine, then what? Then where does he go? Because right then, he's up against the eastern flank of NATO. And if you think the cost of supporting Ukraine is high now, just imagine how much higher it's going to be, not just in national treasure, but in American blood, if he starts going after one of our NATO allies. Because as the president also said, we take our Article 5 commitments very seriously.
See, there's Cobble Kirby and there's Joe Biden. So what Tucker Carlson is reporting, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Capitol Hill, is perfectly consistent with their current talking points. Now, this is about terrorism. The Democrats are the terrorists here, and they're threatening massive land war in Europe with American troops when NATO is attacked, which presumably Putin is going to do after he defeats Ukraine. It's been 2 years now. And no Democrats are calling for a ceasefire. Have you noticed this? Why is that? Tens and tens of billions of dollars being poured into Ukraine. We were told, CBS News reported a couple of weeks ago, more than 70,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed in 2 years, right? We had more than 58,000, fewer than 59,000 American troops killed in the Vietnam War between 1959 and 1975. And they've had a number much greater than that killed in Ukraine in 2 years. And the American war machine is just pouring money in. It's a proxy fight, but the military-industrial complex votes for Joe Biden, I'll tell you that much. And so they want tens of billions more to pour into Ukraine because we have to stop them. And look, you can have this argument, and I spent 10 years in the Pentagon. It's a legitimate discussion to have. If Putin rolls over Ukraine, and now he owns Ukraine, what does he do then? Well, does that mean he attacks NATO? I don't think so. We outgun him, we outman him, we outmoney him, we outdo him in every imaginable way. Why would he trigger all-out war with NATO attacking him by striking a NATO country? That would be a part of the discussion in the first minute or so if you're table-topping this at the Pentagon. So wait a minute, he's got Ukraine. Why doesn't he just attack NATO now? Why didn't he attack NATO before he attacked Ukraine a couple of years ago? Why didn't Barack Obama do anything when he invaded Crimea, also part of Ukraine? So this is it. Now, according to Tucker Carlson, perfectly reasonable reporting, Lloyd Austin is making the same threat that American troops, uncles and nephews, will die fighting Russia because we didn't give money to Ukraine fast enough. And the Democrats are pounding the table and yelling, we need to give money to Ukraine fast enough. Again, according to the CEO of Burisma, he funneled $5 million to Joe Biden, $5 million to Hunter Biden. That's separate and aside from the million-dollar-a-year no-show job that Hunter Biden had with Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company. Joe Biden had the prosecutor fired there that was investigating corruption at Burisma, and Burisma gave the Biden family $10 million, but that's not even all of it because that doesn't count the $1 million a year going to Hunter Biden for the no-show job on the board of Burisma. He's never worked in the oil and gas industry. He's never worked in Ukraine, Hunter Biden, but they're sending him $1 million a year, just shy of $1 million a year, to sit on the board. And his buddy, too, Devin Archer, who has also since been convicted of other crimes, for fleecing and shaking down a Native American nation, an Indian tribe, because they're all crooks. It's an organized crime family. And, here are the receipts. Because the Republicans in the House of Representatives have been supplying them. So, Cobble Kirby. And again, now Tucker Carlson's being attacked. Oh, this outrageous reporting. Well, and this goes to something else I say all the time because it's true. They don't follow the news. The news media people, ask them what was in the news yesterday, and chances are good that they won't know. Oh, Tucker Carlson saying this outrageous thing about Lloyd Austin. That's not true. Really, Joe Biden said that in as much as the same thing day before yesterday, and then his spokesmodel, Cobble Kirby, the disgraced former admiral, he said the same thing day before yesterday, and they're threatening us with a massive NATO on Russia war in Europe if we don't give the money up now. And the Republicans are saying, wait. If we're going to be giving tens of billions of dollars again, maybe we should have somebody keeping tabs on where our money's going. And the Democrats just scream at you, racist! Because they don't want anybody keeping tabs on where the money's going. Now, with that said, I haven't gotten into the talking war in South America because, Putin's a commie. Biden's a commie. They're all commies. Commies everywhere. Democrat Party. But now, what about this third war for Biden? U.S. vows unwavering support for Guyana? That's right, Guyana in South America. Because there's an invasion threat from Nicolas Maduro, a Putin ally in Venezuela, commies. Brazil is moving troops. Guyana is moving troops. And Joe Biden is promising unwavering support. This guy's really good news for the military-industrial complex, but not so much for the world.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I've been taking Nutrafol 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplows.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
The holidays are here. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Plus, when you use code SIZZLE at checkout, get an extra $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with this message for veterans. If you're a veteran having thoughts of suicide or know of a veteran at risk for taking their own life, call the new Veterans Crisis Line number, 988, then press 1. It's available 24/7. This shorter, 3-digit number provides an easier-to-remember way to access the Veterans Crisis Line, which links to over 500 VA suicide prevention coordinators. Suicide prevention is VA's top clinical priority. And in the words of VA Secretary Dennis McDonough, during a crisis, every second counts. This new number, he says, makes it easier for veterans and those who care about them to reach life-saving support without having to be enrolled in VA benefits or health care. For more information, go to veteranscrisisline.net. That's veteranscrisisline.net. I'm Mike Richmond.
So the Democrats, meaning Biden and this gang of corrupt idiots, they've got this gigantic, ridiculous bill, $106 billion, which includes $61 billion more for Ukraine, which means that in when that passes, and it will, we will have given Ukraine more money in 2 years for war than the United States has given Israel in 75 years. And Israel should give the Biden family $10 million and see if that helps. I think it probably will. We are overfunding this, and to say the least, and we're not following the money. Let's grab a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Meredith, calling from Furman, Alabama, listening by way of the miracle of iHeart on Al Gore's amazing internet. Meredith, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. The reason we have to send money to Ukraine is because they have a dossier on Shlomo Joe and Hunter the size of the New York City Yellow Pages. No kidding.
Well, I got to tell you, I really...
We either cough it up or it's done.
It is ironic that we have a news media in the United States, Meredith, that pays no attention to any of this and shouts down anyone that brings it up. It's quite extraordinary. But we know that the CEO of Burisma said he was, and he called it a bribe, $5 million to Joe Biden, $5 million to Hunter Biden, plus $1 million a year to Hunter Biden for a no-show job as a board member on the Burisma gas company, a business he's never worked in, a country he's never been to, a language he doesn't speak. And the New York Times and CNN see nothing unusual about this, think it's perfectly ordinary. And then, of course, there's Hunter. Talk about dossiers and peeing prostitutes. That's where you're going to find all that in the dossier.
Well, I'm shocked to find that there's gambling in Casablanca.
Right. Honestly.
Surely. Yeah.
Honestly. And you know, they get away with it, Meredith, because of our news media, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And one other thing, too, I'd like to mention is that I have to admire you for the squad that you do every night, thank heaven. How you tolerate Jason Nichols, God love you. Proof that anyone can become a college professor and a leftist pundit.
Well, thank you for watching. thank you for watching.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.